कौन गिन रहा है? आप गिन रहे?
चलो जी।
ओम गुरवे नमः। 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 ओम गुरवे नमः।
किसी को नहीं चाहिए, आप अपने पास रखो ना।
ओके, वी विल स्टार्ट टुडेज टॉपिक विथ गुरु कृपा। व्हाट इज गुरु कृपा? सो वी आर गोइंग टू एग्जामिन द पोजिशन ऑफ धन कारक जुपिटर। आई टोल्ड यू दिस टू डेज वर्कशॉप इज ओनली फॉर अंडरस्टैंडिंग द कारक। I am going to make your foundations very strong. Because without strong foundation, anything you build is going to break. Kahin na kahin wo chad karke aap giroge. So we have to make a very solid foundation. We did a lot of work yesterday. Yesterday you understood Chandras. And for the first time you understood the bhavas from Chandra. Why? You know, if you see any traditional horoscope, Purana, you see, Chandra Kundali has to be made separately. It is very critical. But the problem is nobody teaches how to study it. So yesterday, because of this foundation, I realized, because when I was making slides, I realized, are these people know nothing about that. So kyun na usko thoda sa, you know, start it. And then maybe sometime I will take it to a level where you can understand completely what will happen in somebody's life. Because our whole experience of life is through Chandra Kundali. Chandra is sansar, Chandra is kutumb, family, Chandra is human beings we are interacting with. Our entire interaction is through Chandra Kundali. Lagan is very personal, it is very inside. Like you saw, Parivar is in the 12th from the moon. So 12th from the moon is family. If people have malefic in the 12th from the moon, it can be disturbing. And if there is a malefic, even if there are no malefics, the lord of that is malefic, then also it will be disturbing. Take the chart of Shri Krishna. Moon is in Taurus, Lagna is in Taurus. 12th house has no malefics, but it is Taurus, no? So what is the 12th house? Aries. So from Lagna, 12th house will tell me that experience, timing is from Lagna, is at the end of life. And from Chandra, 12th house will tell me, he will have Parivar, fighting. Mangal is fighting. What happened in the life of Shri Krishna? In the end of his life, his whole Parivar, which is the Yadavas, they started fighting. The Gada or the mace, which is Mangal. Mangal's symbol is mace, Gada. Destroyed the whole Kutumb. Sara Kutumb barbad ho gaya. Why? Because Mangal is debilitated in the chart of Shri Krishna. So therefore that Anubhava experience was at the end of life. Chandra is very, very important. If the 12th house is damaged, you will not have sleep. Neend haram ho jayega. You don't want your family. And what is the Khara Bhava from there? Fourth from there. I taught you Khara yesterday. Rakha. Reverse Khara. So there are three houses of Khara. Third, fourth and fifth. So what is third house? Whose Khara it is? It is Khara for the family. So a malefic in the third house will damage the family. In the chart of Shri Krishna, 12th from the moon is Aries. and the lord of that is debilitated in the third. Third also has Rahu. Mars Rahu is Yuddha, War, Yoga. You see that? It happened even for Krishna. So who are you? You cannot escape the karma. And could Krishna stop it? People say he could have stopped it because he has parivartan, but he did not stop it because he knew the time had come to depart. So therefore, he allowed it to happen so that Dwarka will sink. So you must understand that you have to take this very seriously, what I taught yesterday. It is Chandra Kundali. Till now you do not know how to see Chandra Kundali. From now you have to start practicing how to see Chandra Kundali. You have to make Chandra Kundali separately. And when you learn fully how to see Chandra Kundali, yesterday I taught you something about Surya Kundali also. Fourth house from Surya is Kuber. First house from Surya is Swastya. Seventh house from Surya is Vaha. And one of the most important Vaha is Vivaha. Vaha means to go, to travel, to flow. And most important is Vivaha. Question I ask people, you say, are you married to your soulmate? Many people ask, am I married to my soulmate? How do you know? Check the seventh house from Surya. In Rashi and Navamsh. What planets are involved over there? And did you marry in their Dasha, Antar Dasha? Can you check and tell me? Some of you are married. Please check and tell me. Yes for me. My moon, my sun in Navamsha is in Capricorn. Navamsha. What is the seventh house from there? Karka Rashi. It is no planets. No planets are there. So the Lord is moon. So whenever moon antar dasha will come, I should get married. If the marriage is from my past life. Because the sun is connecting souls from past life. Aapne kabhi bhi jyotish ko aise dekha hai? Kabhi bhi sapne mein socha hai aisa bhi jyotish hai? Yeh jyotish. Isse karo. Badi simple sa hai. Ye apne gaon ka hai cheez hai. Badi simple sa hai. किताब में नहीं मिलेगा। आप बोलोगे पराशर का श्लोक तो मैं कहां सुनाऊंगा? पराशर जी तो बृहत पराशर हो रहा शास्त्र लिख। ही हैज रिटन समथिंग हाई। सूर्य कुंडली चंद्र कुंडली तो बच्चों के लिए है, बट अनफॉर्चुनेटली देयर आर नो बुक्स फॉर बच्चास। सो आई थॉट आई शुड स्टार्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट इट एटलीस्ट, क्योंकि हमने तो सीखा है गुरु से। आप चेक किया आपने? हाउ मेनी ऑफ यू आर हैविंग दिस? है ना जी श्रीवास्तव जी, आपका नहीं है? हाँ, टेस्ट नहीं किया। आपका कौन सा दशा अंतर दशा में शादी हुआ? विमशोत्री। आई ओनली वॉन्ट विमशोत्री, आई डोंट वॉन्ट एनी अदर। बताइए, ये होता है उम्र, कुछ उम्र के बाद ना ये मैरिज डेट वैरिज डेट सब भाई बहन हो जाते हैं सारे। इट इज करेक्ट, इट इज स्पिरिचुअल पाथ, ऐसा ही होता है। आप देखोगे हस्बैंड वाइफ वेरी पिकुलियरली एक दूसरे की तरह लगने लगते हैं, शक्ल बदलती है, दे चेंज, दे लुक लाइक ईच अदर। एंड व्हाट इज वर्स, यू प्लान सम क्लोथ्स, यू टेक अ बाथ एंड कम एंड यू वेयर एंड यू सी अरे शी इज ऑल्सो वेयरिंग दैट कलर। देखो, सी शी इज ऑल्सो वेयरिंग, आई डिडंट प्लान, एंड देखो ही इज वेयरिंग, डिडंट प्लान, ना वी डिडंट प्लान दैट वी विल वेयर टूगेदर, ना we didn't plan, did we plan? You are also wearing that color?
We didn't plan.
Even what is being cooked in kitchen, we thought and it happened.
You think and it cooks in the kitchen? Come on! This is what I am trying to say. Surya is connecting Sarvatma Chadivakara. Parashar only says one thing, Sarvatma Chadivakara. From the Surya Lagna, you have to see the soul level connection of the people. Are you connected from the soul, past life, or it is new sambandh? Ho sakta it is a new sambandh. There is nothing wrong with that. बोलते हैं ना मैरिज इज फॉर सेवन लाइफ्स, मे बी सेवन लाइफ्स फिनिश्ड इन द लास्ट लाइफ एंड यू स्टार्टेड न्यू वन दिस टाइम. इट कैन बी द सेम. अंतरदशा देखो ना. ऑल आई एम जस्ट टॉकिंग अबाउट दशा अंतरदशा विमशोत्तरी. यू विल विमशोत्तरी यू हैव टू यूज बिकॉज विमशोत्तरी इज गुरु. यू डोंट अंडरस्टैंड दशा. विमशोत्तरी इज गुरु दशा. अष्टोत्तरी शुक्र दशा. देन देर इज पंचोत्तरी चंद्र दशा. तुम लोग दशा ही नहीं समझ. यू यूज विमशोत्तरी उतना ही यूज करो आप. मिल गया ना. झगड़ा नहीं करना. पिछले सो डिड यू सी. सो टूडे वी विल स्टडी समथिंग वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. गुरु कृपा गुरु केंद्र राइट. वी हैव दिस वेरी फंडामेंटल थिंग. गुरु केंद्र गुरु कृपा गुरु स्थान सिक्स्थ एट्थ एंड ट्वेल्थ मरण गुरु थर्ड भाव. सो आई हैव ब्रोकन इट सिस्टमैटिकली इन टू केंद्रस देन दुस्थानस कोणस आर कोणस. कोण तो मीन्स इट इज लाइक लगन. लगन गुरु वेन एवर यू सी लगन गुरु फिफ्थ एंड नाइन्थ इज सिमिलर. गुरु इन लग्ना इज वन ऑफ द ग्रेटेस्ट ब्लेसिंग्स इन एनी होरोस्कोप. बट दैट गुरु हैज टू बी विदाउट एनी कंजंक्शंस. दैट इज द कंडीशन पराशर अटैचेस दैट गुरु. बिकॉज इफ देर इज अ कंजंक्शन विद दैट गुरु विल एनकरेज द अदर प्लैनेट्स फर्स्ट. बिकॉज गुरु बाय इज अ वेरी गुड हार्ट. चल तू आगे चल. यू गो फर्स्ट यू गो फर्स्ट यू गो फर्स्ट. तो बाय दैट टाइम यू रीच द गुरु मे बी योर लाइफ इज अबाउट टू फिनिश. डू यू सी माई पॉइंट. सो आइडियली गुरु शुड बी विदाउट कंजंक्शंस. वेन इट हैज कंजंक्शंस यू विल रन हियर यू विल रन देयर यू विल रन देयर. Whatever it is, who cares? अरे वो छोड़ो. Somebody was telling me the other day, I have got Makar Lagna with Guru. I started clapping, Shabash yaar. He said, everybody tells it is so bad. I बोला कैसा मूर्ख है तू? If Guru is, हम लोग क्या चाहते हैं? Guru का हाथ सर पे रहे ना? Why do you want Guru's hand to be on the stomach? भाग्यवान वो है जिसका गुरुज हैंड इज ऑन योर हेड. दैट इज लगन गुरु. दैट इज लगन गुरु. और है क्या? पीपल विल से ही विल गिव वेल्थ ही विल गिव दिस थिंग. अरे गुरु नोज व्हाट टू गिव यार. यू डोंट हैव टू टेल हिम. फूल ट्राइज टू टेल द गुरु ये दो वो दो वो दो. वो तो देंगे. सो वी से गुरु इन लग्न इज अ वेरी गुड लाइफ. गुड लाइफ इज अ बैलेंस. Have wife, you will have children, you will have good elders. From the elders you will get knowledge, from the wife you will get sukha all the time, and dharma will increase after marriage. You will become more spiritual, you will become better, and then after the children will also listen to you, they will be good, like that. The blessings of the guru. So guru lagan is a very big blessing. Like that, let us go into the other guru kendras. Because we have to understand the karaka, then you'll get the idea of what I'm talking. Judgment rules. Judgment rules. How to judge? Kendra Guru, specially Lagna or 10th house. It should not have Papa Drishti to give high Dhana Yoga. Do you get the point? It should not have Papa Drishti to give very high Dhana. That is the saying, Dhan Guru. आपने सुना होगा पंजाब के हो धन गुरु सुना होगा. इफ गुरु इज इन लग्न और द 10th हाउस यू डोंट इवन नीड टू लुक एट अदर प्लैनेट्स इन द होरोस्कोप. भूल जा. फॉरगेट ऑल ऑफ देम. दे आर वेस्टिंग योर टाइम ट्राइंग टू ड्रॉ योर अटेंशन. फोकस ऑन गुरु. ही विल गिव यू एवरीथिंग एवरीथिंग. ऑल द अदर प्लैनेट्स विल हैव टू ओबे हिम. ऑल दैट इज द पावर ऑफ जुपिटर. Try to understand. His, even in physics, you will learn that his magnetic radius is more than 1,000,000 miles. All the other planets have chota chota gravity. How much does the Earth have? Chota gravity. Sun has a lot of gravity. But look at Jupiter, more than 1,000,000 miles. Shani is barely even 1/5 or 1/10 of that power. So what is the power of Jupiter? The power of magnetism. Akash. He can pull anybody or repel anybody. He brings people together, he takes them away. So Guru in the first house or 10th house is a fantastic blessing, provided there are no malefic aspects or conjunctions. Because the malefic aspects or the conjunctions will damage Rajyog. Rajyog means you will have everything. It is not just money. It is Rajyog. Malefic aspects, damage. Be clear on that.
Sir, in Navamsha also?
Navamsha also, Guru in 10th or Lagna is fantastic. Fantastic. Guru in 10th in the Navamsha guarantees stability in wealth, increase in wealth. Wo to guarantee hai na. Nobody else can guarantee. No planet can guarantee excepting Jupiter. That is the power of Guru. Fifth house and ninth house are different. Now, fifth house and ninth house is Kon Bhav. Kon Bhav means he will support you. He does not have a Kendra. In Bhulok, we need Kendra. Remember yesterday we learned? Bhulok, there are four petals only. Muladhara has only got four petals. So, only Kendra kaam karega. So, fifth house and ninth house has to work through Lagna. If the Lagna says, I don't want, then Guru will say, fine, your problem. Fifth house guru ka matlab kya hai? Every day morning get up, five malas Om Gurave Nama. Evening five mala Om Gurave Nama. Why? It is in mantra bhav. Guru is sitting in mantra bhav. That means you have to do five malas Om Gurave Nama in the morning, five malas in the evening. And if you don't do it, Guru will say, your problem. You live your life. There is a tree, you know, I read all sorts of books. The example given was Mithun Lagan with Guru in the fifth. Just alone Guru. The way it was written, I was shocked. I till then had a concept. Badakesh. Those days I used to read a lot of Badakesh. I was very young and very impressionable. Arre, this one has written, ye toh bahut bade jyotish. How you are, you know, when you are learning, you are young. And then when I read this, I said, what nonsense they are talking. Ye to Maharishi is saying completely different. He will have children, he will have fantastic marriage, his career will shine, his Guru Bhakti is unbelievable. And because of that Guru Bhakti, Sanskrit shlok mein, Guru Bhakti Karanam, because of the Guru Bhakti, he will have everything. Terrible malefic planets in the 8th house, uska bhi acha likh diya. How it is possible? Then I realized this Jupiter is having some special power. I don't understand it, but I must learn to understand it. Kuch power hai jo baki grah mein nahi hai. Kuch to hai. Mithun Lagan. Aap dekho na, 7th and 10th, terrible Badhak in the 5th house. So why is Badhak not activated? Technically, if Badhakesh is in Kendra, Badhak will be not activated. But here Badhakesh is in Kona. Badhak is supposed to be activated. Bache Guru hai. Koi Badha nahi hai. Wo to Badha nikal denge, sir. How will you explain this? Very tough. Guru in 9th house, Guru Dharam. Guru Dharam you have to do. It is not just about jap. Fifth house means jap se kaam chal jayega. In ninth house, you have to go to Gurdwara, you have to go to temple, you have to do seva. Dharam hai. Do you see the point out here? So, the difference in trines is completely open. And Lagna is fantastic. So, do you see that Lagna in 10th house? He has taken the promise to look after you throughout your life. Then why are you looking here and there? Idhar udhar kyun? If the first house,
Dharma Guru gives fame,
strength, courage. So what is first house Guru? Main thing, fame, strength and courage. What is the kind of, you see Guru when it is strong in Lagna? There is a saying, this fellow can charge hell with a bucket of water. एक प्याला पानी का लेके नर्क पहुंच जाएगा साफ करने के लिए. दैट इज द काइंड ऑफ फेथ ही विल हैव एंड दैट इज व्हाई गुरु इज विथ हिम. टेंथ हाउस अर्थ गुरु गिव सक्सेस एंड स्किल. तो ही विल हैव वेरी गुड स्किल्स, ही विल हैव वेरी गुड सक्सेस. ही वॉट एवर ही टेक्स अप ही विल सक्सीड. जो बोलेगा वादा पूरा करेगा. ऑनरेबल पर्सन. हिज जबान, जैसे बोलते हैं ना, हैव यू सीन सम ऑफ दोस राजपूत फेलोज, जबान का पक्का. दैट इज अर्थ गुरु. बोल दिया तो उसको बोल दिया. दैट इज अर्थ गुरु. सेवेंथ हाउस काम गुरु, ही विल गिव योगा. यू विल राइज बिकॉज ऑफ कॉन्टैक्ट एसोसिएशन. यू थिंक आई होप आई कैन मीट द प्राइम मिनिस्टर टूडे, वो प्राइम मिनिस्टर से मिला देगा. काम गुरु. So you will rise because of the contact. I am giving you this foundation and later I will tell you one word and you will be able to understand everything. So learn these things very carefully. Fourth house, Moksha Guru. Moksha Guru means you will think, I hope I should do this thing. He will take you to the correct tirtha, correct mantra, correct diksha, correct this thing. Fourth house guru is called Mahanta Yoga. Fourth house guru is called Mahanta Yoga. Why? His heart is purified by guru. He will give fantastic spiritual directions. Okay? Haan, Mahanta hai. Dil bahut fantastic hai. Very forgiving people. Husband may do anything, no problem.
Yes.
They are very forgiving, very kind, very good souls. Based upon this, the Guru Nanak Dev has two horoscopes, you know that, na? One horoscope is Guru Nanak Dev's Janam Kundali, which many people study. The second horoscope is Guru Nanak Dev's when he attained the Gurutva, jisko hum bolte hain Dvija, the Trija actually, the third Janam. Tisra Janam. Pahla Janam is birth, second Janam is when you get Upanayanam ya Diksha ya Guru, third Nayanam is when you can become a Guru yourself. So the third one is supposed to have happened on Kartik Purnima, Trija, which is actually to be celebrated. You don't celebrate Janam. For Guru, you don't celebrate Janam. That is Guru Purnima, Guru Nanak Purnima, Kartik Purnima. On that day when it happened, Jupiter was on the fourth house. Lagan was Leo and Jupiter was very strong and Sun was very strong, the fourth house shining. Anyway, these things you will see and learn. But on principle, you will see the fourth house guru, Moksha Guru. Did you understand that?
Yes.
Now, I will tell one sentence and you should take this very carefully. If the lords of these houses are conjoined guru, then also you will get these benefits. Very interesting, huh? Ek sentence bas. Seventh lord conjoined Jupiter, the person will rise because of contact. बहुत सारे कॉन्टैक्ट होंगे उसके, वो कॉन्टैक्ट से ही राइज करेगा. सेवेंथ लॉर्ड इज बुध ज्वाइनिंग जुपिटर. यंग पीपल ही विल कॉन्टैक्ट और बिजनेसमैन ही विल कॉन्टैक्ट, उससे उठेगा, ट्रेडर से उठेगा. वीनस कंजॉइनिंग लेडीज के कॉन्टैक्ट से उठेगा. लेडीज विल लाइक हिम वेरी मच. नाउ यू अंडरस्टैंड द मीनिंग ऑफ द्वि गुरु योग. मानो सेवेंथ लॉर्ड इज वीनस या दिस थिंग एंड लेट अस से वीनस इज कॉन्टैक्टिंग जुपिटर, तब तो वो तो गारंटीड है. लेडीज विल हेल्प हिम एंड ही विल राइज. वेरी इंटरेस्टिंग. हाउ आर यू गोइंग टू राइज? सी द प्लैनेट्स टचिंग जुपिटर. व्हाट आर द प्लैनेट्स? नंबर वन, विच हाउसेज आर दे लॉर्ड? नंबर टू, नाउ यू नो हाउ टू स्टडी. इफ एनी ऑफ द केंद्र लॉर्ड्स हैव कंजॉइंड जुपिटर, वो तो उठा ही देगा. If it is a benefic, it is good. If it is a malefic, he will create problem. Problem kya hota hai guru ka? Guru is always sattva. Try to understand. When we talk about guna, three planets are having sattva guna. Sun, moon, Jupiter. Sun sattva guna is fluctuating. During Uttarayan, Surya is having a lot of sattva guna. Dakshinayan, his sattva guna is gone. Chandra, two monthly fluctuation. Annual fluctuation is Surya, monthly fluctuation is Chandra. Purnima, full sattva guna. Amavas, zero sattva guna. Ek hi Jupiter hai, all the time the same. So, what is asli sattva guna? Only Jupiter, na? Suraj aur Chand to fluctuate karega. Kabhi badhta hai sattva, kabhi ghatta hai sattva. Aap dekho, Rajas planets are damaging sattva. Lalach dete hain. Lalach or greed comes from Rajas. Shukra to tare tare ka bhog ka raja hai. Abhilasha. Aur Budh, dhan. So they are all damaging sattva. Sattva is going because of this damage. So every planet in some way is actually damaging. Pure Jupiter is pure sattva. Aur tamas planets ka to na bolo. Shani is the debility of Guru. Sattva pura khatam ho jayega, block kar dega sattva. And Mangal will go to war, whereas Jupiter is the preacher of peace. That is why Guru ka maran karak sthan kaun sa hai? Which is the maran karak for Jupiter? Third house. Which is the house of war, which is the house of fighting. Karak is Mangal. That is why Guru is maran karak in third. When ultimately two brothers start fighting, Guru will say, what is this madness? I made you brothers. And you are fighting. You are supposed to be together. Hand in hand. So you see the tragedy. So two malefics cause a lot of problem.
Guruji, what is the solution for this? Mangal in...
Guru ka ye hai, Guru aur iska?
Mars
and Saturn. Yeah, only Mars or only Saturn. Alag alag hai remedies. For ultimately the remedy, if both Mars and Saturn are doing, is Shiva Sahasranam and visit to Jyotirling. We have the horoscope of Sri Ramchandra, where Guru in the Lagan is aspected by Shani and Mangal. During Shani Dasha, his Rajyog went away. He went to Vanvas, Sadhu ka veres pehna, Gerua pehna. Hua na? So what they are telling is correct. Aspect of malefics is bad. But if Shri Ram had not done that, he would not be known as Avatar. So what the net result of that kasht was good. We will study that sometime in curses and other things. We have to study those sides of Jyotish. But today is Dhan. I am deviating. I should stay. नहीं वो गुरु का नाम होते ही चले जाता हूं मैं वो फोर्थ हाउस बोल दिया तो पक्का होगा जी नवाम्स तो 100% आई हैव गुरु इन फोर्थ इन नवाम्स वो उनका नाम लेते ही मैं बस मुक्ति के लिए रेडी कहां मैं फटक वेयर एम आई रोमिंग एवरीथिंग फीका पड़ जाता है यार सब फीका कुछ नहीं चाहिए गुरु कोप व्हाट इज दिस इज वेरी इंपॉर्टेंट व्हाट इज गुरु कोप मींस गुरु इज एंग्री Jupiter in Dusthan. Dusthan means 6th, 8th and 12th. 6th, 8th and 12th. Retrograde. In Dusthan retrograde. Dusthan means already you are in the bhavas of Shani. See, how do I look at horoscope? When a planet is in Lagna, he is Suraj Bhav. When a planet is in third house, Mangal Bhav. Bhav means bhavana. Head, how are you thinking? Fourth house, Chandra Bhav. Nirdosh, ekdam nirdosh. Dosh nahi hai. Chandra Bhav means nirdosh. Maa hai. Maa mein kya dosh hoga? Fifth house, Putra Bhav. Guru Bhav. Sixth house, Shani Bhav. Eighth house, Shani Bhav. Twelfth house, Shani Bhav. So if Guru is in sixth, eighth or twelfth, it is technically in debility. It is in Shani Bhav. Did you understand? Clear ho gaya? I want it clear. 6th, 8th, 12th is Shani Bhav. And on top of that, if Guru becomes retrograde, it has Rahu Dosh. Retrograde planets are like Rahu Ketu. Direct planets are like Surya Chandra. All planets will either follow Rahu Ketu or Surya Chandra. So it has Rahu Dosh. On top of that, it needs two malefic association or drishti. That then the Guru Kop is complete. This life, you are born because of punishment. So this life is a punishment. This whole life is a punishment. You have two ways to do it. Either you continue with your criminal activities in this jail of life, or try to reform so that you have a better life. Two options. 90% of the people choose the first option and continue in the wrong path. 10% will come out. If Shani is well placed. If Shani is well placed. Otherwise they cannot come out. Why? Because 6, 8 and 12 is Shani Bhav. Of these three bhavs, I will tell you further, 6th and 8th are very bad. 12th is shana, means for a time being, for a dasha, maybe one dasha, is shana bhav. Because why? Guru in 12th is again personal. Na? 12, 1 and 2, if Guru is there, it will give Shubha Yog. See that? In the second house or in the 12th house, it is Shubha. The head will become clean. The head will have Guru Bhakti. The head will have Shiva Bhakti. So naturally, in 12, 1 or 2, after some time, automatically the head will change by the grace of the Guru and everything will change. Normally they say 36Y, natural maturity of Shani. Or if Shani is associated with a node, so you look at Shani, so then it can be 42 or 45. Maturity of Ketu or Shani. If on the other hand Shani has conjoined benefic planets, it can be earlier, 36 minus so much. Mano Shani has conjoined Suraj, it can come at 21, 22 mein hi aap sudhar jaoge. If Jupiter, see my point, did you understand? But in 6th and 8th, it is very dangerous. Because whole life, pata nahi kab marega. Jab marega na, jad se nikal lega. Khatam, life is finished. Barbaad ho jayega life. In the 6th house, they say, it hits in the last part of life. If you take life and divide it into 3 parts, 36, 36, 36 karoge, to 70 ke baad to khatam hi hai life. Dekho mat kundli. It is possible that the hit of the Guru can come earlier. But 90% case, if it is in 6th house, it is last part of life. If it is in 8th house, it is in the middle part of life. If 6th Lord or 8th Lord is conjoining, then after 36 years, close the horoscope. Kundali band kar do. Samajh mein aayi baat? इसको बोलते हैं गुरुदोष. And you think you can remedy it so easily. You have more power than Guru. Very difficult. Very, very difficult. Did you understand? To come out of it, if Guru is in the, there are different ways because it is Shani Bhav. Shani Bhav can only be cured by Narayan, they say. Patita pavana, gira hua ko uthana. Patita means fallen. Pavana is to lift. So only Narayan can lift you. No one else. Do you see my point?
Sir, if Jupiter and Rahu are conjoined in the 12th house,
wo kahani aa gaya? 45, 42, 45. तब तो ब्यूटीफुल हो गया, कंप्लीट हो गया ना, फुल हो गया पाप.
हाउ
विल यू कम आउट ऑफ इट?
बट इट इज इन 12th हाउस,
विच मींस देयर इज चांस, बिकॉज गुरु इज इन 12th,
ही विल अफेक्ट द हेड.
First house, na? I need Guru to touch the head. If Guru touches the head, Ashirvad. I have to convert that into Ashirvad. Do you see?
So from the 12th house, it seems like Guru is touching the head because it's right next to the
it first seems. Bas, haath yahan tak hai na? Thoda sa.
Sir, aapne bataya tha Guru Rahu in Navansha in 12th house, pakka murder hoga.
Pakka murder. Pakka murder. 100%. Guru Rahu in the 12th house, but Navamsh Kundli aapka galat hoga. क्यों नहीं है?
क्या?
क्यों नहीं है? आपको खुश है कि आप मर्डर से जाओगे?
नहीं सर, मर्डर हमारा नहीं है, हमें याद है.
हाँ, वो तो 100% है.
देखो राजीव गांधी,
जुपिटर राहु इन दी 12th हाउस फ्रॉम नवांश लगा, पक्का 100%. एंड यू लुक एट अदर नाइस थिंग्स ऑन दैट, तो बॉम्ब से जाएगा, इससे जाएगा. Exactly. It forms a part of Shubha Yoga. That's why. I want you to get the fundamentals right about the Karaka. Because he is Dhan Karaka. He is Dhan Guru. He will decide what is the quality of your life. Your life is having good quality or bad quality. He will decide. It is in his hand. No Suraj Chandra, nobody. Nobody has the power to maintain sattva. If Guru says no sattva means no sattva, even the sun and moon can do nothing. And the quality of life is based upon how much of sattva you are having. Simple. Remedies I have given over here. Kendra Guru. Kendra Guru, Shiva Sahasranama. Dusthana Guru, you have to do the Shiva Sahasra Nama. Kendra is from Mahabharata. The same Shiva Sahasra Nama from Rudra Yamala is from Dusthana. And then Karaka Guru, that is 2, 5, 9 or 11, you have to do from Linga Puran. Here is the remedy.
Remedy for what?
Jupiter.
But Jupiter, if it is in Kendra, it is good.
It is good. But what happens if it has a malefic or a malefic transit? Aapne transit bhul gaye? Transit ho gaya toh? Today I tell you one dictum about transit. Rare dictum. कहीं अजीब से हमने पढ़ा है. मानो there is a malefic drishti on Jupiter. Let us say, where is your Jupiter? And where is Shani?
Fifth.
So to come out of that Jupiter's 8th house, Guru in transit has to go over Shani. When he goes over Shani, he will tell Shani, बस बहुत हो गया, छोड़ दे इसको. That is the opportunity, that 1 year. So when Jupiter shall transit over Saturn, then the 6th, 8th doshas can come out. That is the 1 year. That 1 year you spend in tapasya, prayer to Guru, you are out. You see. And why these remedies? Shiva Sahasranam. This is the guarantee. We have three types of Shiva Sahasranam, one from Mahabharat, one from Rudra Yamal, and one from Linga Puran. People used to ask me, why three types? Because there are three types of Dhan Guru. Kendra Guru, Dusthan ya Maran Guru, and Karak Guru. Three groups, very clear. You ever thought of houses like this? You always think of houses as Kendra, Kona and Dusthana. That's all. That's wrong. You should always think of houses like this. Kendra, 1, 4, 7, 10. Dusthana, Marana of Guru. Only Guru. Forget the other planets. 6, 8, 12 and 3rd house. They are all bad houses. Even 3rd house is a bad house. You all know that. But you don't know why. Because it is Guru's Marana. Mars, correct. Correct answer.
So one has to listen to the
Shiva Sahasranam. Ah, YouTube mein hai, YouTube mein. Nahi. Practical people, they have to. You are telling every day morning, get up. Wo to hai. What you are telling is 100% correct. But then, भाई पीपल कैनॉट डू इट यार, काम करना है होता. तो मैं बोलता हूं यार यूट्यूब से डाउनलोड करके सुन लो, बस सुन लो, राहत मिले यार. गेट द पॉइंट, गेट द रिमेडी. गुड, गो टू द नेक्स्ट स्लाइड. See, this transit that I'm talking about is a serious transit. Huh? It is very important. That is the year you have to do everything. Long time back, Sarvani had asked me once, oh my God, Jupiter in transit is going into debility. Wo hota na internet jyotish and Facebook jyotish. Hi, Jupiter is going into debility. Hi. Mere liye to badhiya hai. Na sara, it is fantastic year for us. I will start this, I will start this. My Guru ka, all the promises I have made, I will keep. I will keep all. My 10th Lord Jupiter is, 10th Lord mane promise, Vada, is aspected by Shani and Mangal. Shani matlab Vada bhul gaya. Aur Mangal matlab tu paise ke piche bhaga aur Guru bhul gaya. Power na? You want power and you don't want Guru. So, quit power. Remember the promise. Fulfill the promise. That is my life. Clear? So what did I wait for? Jupiter transiting Capricorn. Fantastic for me. Why? Arey, Shani is there. Guru will turn Shani. Ab tham ja, Sanjay, thik kaam kar raha. Finish. Aur diya saal tha wo. Fantastic year. Do you see my point? So how much do you really know of transits, huh?
Saturn is transiting over Jupiter.
तब तो पिटोगे आप. वो that means the transit, if Saturn transits over Jupiter, the original birth drishti will get activated. If you have not done this Sahasranamas, it will get activated. Be 100% sure. हाँ जी. Every 12 years you have one opportunity.
But if that time does not come,
then look for drishti. Drishti. Drishti can help. But the best is when it is directly. Uske ghar pahunch gaya hai Guru. Guru ghar pahunch gaya hai. He has reached the house. He will cure the problem. Drishti, drishti. टेलीफोन कर दिया
सर. पर्टिकुलर उसी नवांश के ऊपर से चाह रहा
है. नवांश, नवांश अलग है. देखो आप वो, आई नो यू आर ड्रॉइंग मीन टू देव केरलम एंड ऑल द नाड़ी इज द नाड़ी अंश. कौन सा नवांश? आई डोंट नॉट वांट टू गेट इनटू दैट नाउ. वेरी क्लेवर. वन ऑफ द टू विल हैपन. वन ऑफ द टू. Either you will get, either the curse will get activated or Ashirvad will come, depending upon which path you are on.
Happening exactly, Saturn is transiting over her natal guru, and natal Saturn also aspects natal guru.
So depending upon what she is doing good karmas. That means the Ashirvad of Jupiter will come. It all depends. Guru is not blind. Keep that in mind. If anybody can see, it is Guru. Nobody else can really see. His supreme knowledge. Now let us see judgment rules. If Jupiter is aspected by Rashi Drishti of two Graha or two Graha Drishti or conjoined the planet, either Rashi Drishti or Graha Drishti, they are different. Graha Drishti of malefics is worse than Rashi Drishti, keep that in mind. Graha Drishti of a malefic is absolutely terrible. Even conjunction with the malefic is not so bad. If Jupiter is aspected by the Rashi Drishti or the Graha Drishti or is conjoined the planet, who is in the, who is the Rashi, in that Rashi where he is sitting? Let us say in Avatar's horoscope, Jupiter is in Scorpio. Am I right? Thoda thoda yaad rehta. Which planet is exalted over there? Phas gaya? No one. तो पहला तो आउट, ऑप्शन कट गया ना. सो व्हाट आर द ऑप्शंस ओवर देयर नाउ? लॉर्ड्स ऑफ द साइन. क्वेश्चन इज इधर मंगल और केतु मस्ट हैव इधर राशि दृष्टि और ग्रह दृष्टि ऑन जुपिटर. नाउ केतु डज नॉट हैव ग्रह दृष्टि और ऑप्शन घट गया. वृश्चिक का तो वेरी बिग प्रॉब्लम. दैट इज व्हाई आई पिक्ड अप वृश्चिक टू शो यू हाउ डिफिकल्ट इट इज. वृश्चिक गुरु इज वेरी डिफिकल्ट. आई नीड मंगल दृष्टि ऑन दैट गुरु. इफ मंगल दृष्टि इज देयर, गुरु कृपा इज देयर. That is all. So the Mangal Drishti on Guru who is in Vrishchik is not bad. This is what I am trying to show to you. Are a lucky fellow. So Mangal ka Drishti has become good for you. Shani is in Kumbh Rashi. As a Guru is in Kumbh Rashi. Shani Drishti is fantastic. Rahu Drishti is Rajyog. There is no Guru Chandal. How lucky? That is called Kumbh Mela. Usko kya bolte hain? Kumbh Mela. So, itna pavitra, it is so pure that even Rahu and Shani are becoming spiritual. So, who will teach you bad things? That is called Kumbh Mela. When Jupiter shall transit Aquarius and the sun and moon shall join him with Namaskar, that is Kumbh Mela. Mela means meeting, Milan, Melak. Are for Tula Lagan, Jupiter, Rahu together, Parivartan, kitna bada bada raja ko. Dekho Raman Maharishi ka horoscope, Jupiter in Aquarius. What did I show in his case? So Mangal, let us say in his case, is in Aquarius, is in Capricorn in exaltation. Mangal? Mangal is having drishti on the Guru. Mangal is exalted also. It's a kamal hai. So Mangal is having exalted drishti. That means what a ashirvad. Ye to fantastic ho gaya. But because Jupiter is in 12th house, 28 ke baad, after 28 it will open because of Mangal. Otherwise Shani will say 36. So after 28 it will open and after 36 he will become very spiritual. He is very young now, not yet there. But do you agree that articles of Mangal, things of Mangal are fantastic for him? Fantastic. Usse achha kuch nahi hai. What is Mangal rule? Bhumi. If he asks me, should I get into real estate property? Are yaar. Should I buy red color car? Khareed yaar. Whatever is pleasing to the Guru, do it. All I am doing is activating that drishti. Everything you do based upon that is going to be success. Now, what about Rahu? Rahu, let us say, is sitting with that Mangal. Rahu to cannot give his own results. What does Jyotish say? Rahu will give the results of that planet he is sitting with. So he will give the results of Mangal. So Rahu will also give them. He will also give Guru Kripa. Arre, jo jo uske saath milega, us sab gun gaenge. Very interesting, huh? How I see horoscope. Totally different. Guru Guru hai. समझ रहे? गुरु गुरु वो होगा. एक सच गुरु बोल दिया मीन्स ही विल डू इट. बाकी ग्रह मे बी नॉट, यस यस नॉट, मे बी आई विल ट्राई. गुरु का ऐसा नहीं. डन. दैट इज द डिफरेंस. नाउ लेट अस सी विच हाउसेस गुरु विल रूल फॉर हिम. दैट मंगल विल रूल फॉर हिम बिकॉज मंगल इज गेटिंग गुरु कृपा. It is exalted. It is exalted. It is getting the Guru Kripa. Mangal is ruling the houses 5 and 12. Shadi bhi de dega. Bacche bhi de dega. Aur kya chahiye tere ko?
Absolutely true, sir. And my Jupiter is having Rasi Drishti of Mars. In 28, I got the good job, marriage, children. Now Saturn become 36.
विंशोत्तरी दशा तो मैं बहुत बाद में लगाता हूं. मैं फर्स्ट आई स्टडी दीज थिंग्स प्रॉपरली. अनलेस यू स्टडी द होरोस्कोप प्रॉपरली, व्हाई आर यू पुटिंग दशा? स्पेंड अ लिटिल टाइम, डोंट बी इन सच अ हरी के 5 मिनट्स आई हैव टू गिव एन आंसर. स्टडी इट एंड देन यू, व्हेन यू से अमृत बरसेगा मुंह से, दैट इज व्हाट आई एम टेकिंग यू. आई एम टेकिंग यू देयर. सो डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड द पॉइंट? नाउ लुक, आई हैव पुट अ टेबल फॉर यू इजिली. For Scorpio, I only have Mars and Ketu. My Jupiter is in Pisces. Shukra is the exaltation lord. Shukra is very good for me. May not be for some other Meena Lagna, but for me it is. Why? Because my Guru is in Meen Rashi. Next, Ketu. Mool Trikon, Ketu. Next, Swashetra, Jupiter. Now the problem comes. With Meen Rashi and Dhanu Rashi, the problem is, it is the own Lord. So you have to cancel that and you have to write Lagan. But the Lagan can also be Meen. Or the fir phas gaya. Lagan can be Dhanu, phas gaya. Then what will happen? You will write Chandra, Moon. No. Guru, because if Guru is sitting in Meen Rashi and the Lagan is either Dhanu or Meen, to Hans Yoga gaya. Uska exaltation lord kya hai Guru ka? Moon. That is why I cannot write Lagan. Here I am only giving for different Rashis Jupiter is in. Mano somebody is Kumbh Lagan. Then Venus, Ketu and Jupiter. You cannot scratch Jupiter. Fir kya hoga? Wo Lagan hi aayega. Do you see the point out here? Here you will put a scratch on Jupiter because Guru is here, Lord of the sign. So you will write Lagan. But what is the Lagan? Kumbh Lagan. So Shani will become positive. Lagnesh hai wo. Mano Guru is in Meen Rashi. And again, Shukra, Ketu, Guru scratch, Lagan. Let us say somebody Scorpio Lagan. Mangal has become positive. Samajh mein aayi baat? That is how you have to catch. What is the Lagan? Lagan has very positive. Lagan pe ashirvad hai. Let us say Guru is in Dhanu. Anybody has? Let us try your chart. You have Guru in Dhanu. Right. When Guru, aapka? Yeah, ye bachi hai. We'll see your experience. Huh? Pisces. Guru is in Pisces.
No. Guru in Dhanu.
What is the Lagan?
Vrishchik.
Vrishchik Lagana. So, Mangal is very good for you then. You see the point? What are we doing? We are seeing that Venus is good for you. Your wife is very nice, very lucky. You shout at her, but she does everything for you. Ketu is very good for you, which is also co-lord, fifth lord also for you and Lagna lord. Nice children. How many children do you have? Two or three? Three. Huh? Normally, Ketu gives three children. Keep that in mind. Write it down. Either one child and three grandchildren, or he will have three children and one beautiful grandchild.
See the doctor in Malaysia, she is practicing and she is writing articles in many.
Wife. Yeah. And you are here. Dekha, badi lucky hai. So you see, wife is. You are very proud of your wife. You are very happy with your wife, right? Aaya na? Ab biwi ka bahut tareef karte ho. मैं भी करता हूं. है मेरे भी, देखो सब कुछ करती है. दैट इज द गुड फॉर्च्यून. उसको गुरु का दैट दिस यू नो व्हाट वी कॉल दिस? गुरु प्रसाद. वी कॉल दिस गुरु प्रसाद. गुरु का प्रसाद, गुरु का प्रसाद है. यू विल गेट अ ब्यूटिफुल स्पाउस. ब्यूटिफुल मीन्स ट्रू सुंदर, नॉट फिजिकल ब्यूटी. Who's bothered about that? अरे अंदर से सुंदर. केतु कुलस्य उन्नतिम एंड फाइनली लगन. गुड हेड. द हेड विल बी गुड. बुद्धि विल बी नाइस. बुद्धि विल ऑलवेज बी नाइस. नो मैटर हाउ रॉन्ग पाथ यू टेक, यू विल अगेन कम बैक टू द राइट पाथ. इससे अच्छा क्या हो सकता है? Yeah. Ayush exaltation hai na? Have you forgotten? Ketu is exalted in Ketu has two exaltations. One, Ketu and Rahu are very peculiar planets. One exaltation is material exaltation. Where is that material exaltation? Dhanu Rashi. What is Ketu in Sagittarius? Patek Philip. Suna hai na? Naam suna hai na Patek ka? Patek Philip is Ketu in Sagittarius. Why Ketu rules watches? Small interest. See, I am fast. You have to be fast. And Sagittarius means exaltation. Now somebody has Vrishchik Lagan and he has Ketu in Sagittarius. So what do? I look at his hand. Kya pehna hai? If he is wearing Titan, to gaya. If he is Patek Philip, thin. एग्जाल्टेशन मिल गया. ये तो बोलेंगे ही. हाँ, इनको नजर है. राइट. $25,000 से स्टार्ट होता है. चीप इज $25,000. चीप. गरीब बादशाह इज $25,000. एंड एवरी वॉच इज सिंगल पीस. दो पीस नहीं बनता है. सारी कंपनी लग करके एक घड़ी बनाएगी एक महीने में. वो घड़ी का रेट होगा $200,000. अगर 7 दिन में घड़ी बन जाती है तो $100,000. 2 दिन में बनती है तो $25,000. पतेक फिलिप केतु. आज केतु एग्जाल्टेड, सो आई हैव इंफॉर्मेशन. अनफॉर्चुनेटली इट इज नॉट लग्न लॉर्ड यार. 9th लॉर्ड है. मैं जिन जिन से मिलूंगा उनका होगा हाथ में. समझ रहे हैं? यस. यू आर फॉर्चुनेट. वेरी नाइस. वीनस वेरी नाइस. तो क्या मतलब गुरु देते रहेंगे, आपकी शॉर्टेज नहीं होगी. 12th हाउस मतलब यू कैन किक देम व्हेन यू वांट. एंड देन यू भाग जा, खराब हो गया, भाग जा, नेक्स्ट आ जा. नो, वो है आपके, वो गुरु आपको दे रहे हैं आशीर्वाद. बट माई पॉइंट इज दैट इज यू हैव टू सी वॉट आर द ब्लेसिंग्स. दीज आर योर ब्लेसिंग्स. लगन वेन एवर समटाइम्स वी ऑल गो ऑन द रॉन्ग पाथ. सबका होता है. वो सही गति ले आते हैं. डू यू अंडरस्टैंड? तो वहीं से तो 12th लग्नेश. इन 12th मतलब अपने पैर पे कुल्हाड़ी मारना ना. वही तो. व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ लग्नेश इन 12th? पैर पे कुल्हाड़ी मारो. राइट. सो नाउ डिड यू अंडरस्टैंड मोर और लेस? इफ द सन कंजॉइंस जुपिटर इट ब्रिंग्स द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ईश्वर थ्रू अ रिवर और लेक. व्हाई? भगवान कहां मिलेंगे? आई शुड टेक अ क्लास ऑन दैट. बैंक मतलब रिवर बैंक, नॉट बैंक. इंग्लिश रिवर बैंक मतलब नदी का तट. नहीं, इट इज. सो इफ द सन इज कंजॉइनिंग जुपिटर यू हैव टू टेक होली डिप्स. यू हैव टू. Where you will take holy dips, there are different rivers that I have taught in Shiv Puran. You can read it. Chalo ji. Wo jo Rahu dega, wo to aap lenge nahi, to chhod do na. Kya karna aapko? Jinko lena hai, wo le lenge. Aap lenge nahi, to chhod do na. Aap kya karna hai? What Rahu will give? Uska big long list hai na, chhod do aap. You and I don't want it. To chhod do. Aapko kya chahiye? मतलब आइटम्स विच आर रूल्ड बाय राहु आप भोगोगे. प्रॉब्लम विथ राहु इज व्हेन यू डू ओवर भोग, फिर वॉमिटिंग होगा, फिर मेडिसिन लेना पड़ेगा. that is there. You have to understand, because the body cannot overdo na guru to dechharata. You have to control. Otherwise, huh?
Guruji, can we apply those concepts to the Aurora as well?
Of course. 100%. When Guru will transit Kendra to the Aruda, aapka to fantastic hai. If Guru is in Kendra to your Aruda, it is fantastic. Wo sansar mein dikhega. Okay, Shri Ramchandra, you have first house Jupiter, exalted. Do you see that? Drishti two malefic, Saturn and Mars. So during Saturn Dasha, 14 years, he went to Vanvas. How is Shani Dasha 14 years? It should be 19 years, no? So how do you see Shani Dasha? Shani Dasha is 19 years. Now count from Shani to his Mula Trikon. Which is Mula Trikon of Shani? Aquarius. Where is Shani in this chart? Libra. So count from Libra to Aquarius, how much you are getting? 5. Minus 1, 4 years. So Shani has to gain 4 years to reach. This is very peculiar calculation. How many Rashis he has to gain? 4 Rashis. Gain 4. From Libra plus 4 is Aquarius. Libra ka number kya hai? 7. Plus 4? 11. Aquarius number? 11. Did you get it? Now, is it exalted?
Yes.
Add one more. If it is exalted, you will add one. If it is debilitated, you will remove one. Theek hai? So, 4 plus 1 kitna aya? 5. Achha, now what is the dasha of Shani? 19 years. 19 minus 5? 14. 14 saal ka Shani dasha. That is called Vimshottari. Vasishtha was doing different kind of Vimshottari. You are doing different kind of Vimshottari. Very interesting. Hua exact 14 years ka vanvas, dekho. Chalo, next. I get great pleasure in showing people what they do. And then leaving it hanging. Do. Ab kab ye sikhayega humko? कर दिया ना वो समझा देगा ब्रेक में समझा देगा राइट ओके एस्टैब्लिश्ड रामेश्वरम ज्योतिर्लिंग व्हाट डिड ही डू ही हैड सो मेनी इयर्स वनवास फाइनली रामेश्वर ज्योतिर्लिंग ही एस्टैब्लिश्ड एंड ही डिड शिव सहस्त्रनाम विद शिव सहस्त्रनाम महाभारत वाला व्हाई इट इज इन केंद्र गुरु एंड देन ही डिड द फुल शिव पूजा He did everything. Curse finished. Shani cannot block anymore. Shani cannot block anymore, na? Shani Dashaka effect is finished. Then he went to Lanka, killed Ravana, got the Rajya, won the war. Everything people know is the Kamal ho gaya ji. Kamal ho gaya uske baad. Did you understand the importance of Shiva Puja and Sahasranam? If Lord Rama did it, If Lord Rama did it and somebody tells you don't do it, what will I tell them? You can follow who you want. I will follow my Jagannath. Jagannath is my path. He is the sustainer. He is doing Shiva Sahasranam. I will do Shiva Sahasranam. He has told Yudhishthira to do Shiva Sahasranam. Therefore, I am going to do Shiva Sahasranam. Krishna has told in the Mahabharata. Do Shiva Sahasranam. And people who are following Ram or Krishna will say they will not worship Shiva. They are stupid. Who are you following? Badi seedhi baat hai. Am I being clear? He regains the kingdom and he regains the wealth because of the Jyotirling. You have to learn Jyotirling calculations. I have taught it in Vyas class. Vyas class mein sikhaya na? नहीं सिखा
शुरू भी नहीं हुआ
बताया ना क्या बताया देखा कैसे देखते हैं अरे यार which Rashi has which Jyotirling, any of my PJC students in first year or second year should be able to tell it. Isi room mein sikhaya tha 2006 mein. Shabash. Okay, write it down. Mesh, Rameshwaram. Aries, Rameshwaram. Taurus, Somanatham. Gemini, Nageshwaram. Kark, Omkara, Omkaresha. Then, Simha. Jose bolo. Grishneshwara. Vaidyanath nahi hai. आप स्पिरिचुअली बोलो क्योंकि शनि को ठीक करना दशा वशा वैद्यनाथ लियो वैद्यनाथ लियो इज कलिंग देश नाउ डेज पार्ट ऑफ लियो हैज गॉन टू झारखंड दैट इज वाई वैद्यनाथ इज इन झारखंड लियो इज कलिंग ओडिशा एंड दैट सो नाउ डेज द पॉलिटिकल इट हैज गॉन टू झारखंड बट इट इज पार्ट ऑफ कलिंग वैद्यनाथ देन वर्गो मल्लिकार्जुनम फिर तुला श्री महाकालेश्वर क्या बात है देन वृश्चिक ग्रीष्णेश्वर देन बताओ बताओ राशि सजिटेरियस धनु राशि काशी विश्वनाथ देन मकर भीमशंकर कुंभ केदारेश और मीन त्रयंबकेश डिड यू गेट ऑल द राशिज डिड यू गेट द ज्योतिर्लिंग नो नो आई डिडंट से दैट वो आपका थ्योरी है आपका थ्योरी बहुत फास्ट चलता है शांति फर्स्ट नो द राशिज एंड द ज्योतिर्लिंग व्हाट इज ज्योति व्हाट इज द वर्ड ज्योति लाइट विच प्लैनेट्स आर हैविंग ओरिजिनल लाइट ओरिजिनल और वेल रिफ्लेक्टेड लाइट सन एंड मून क्लियर नाउ All the light of the sun is reflected through the moon. So, there are two ways to see the Jyotirling. Two ways. One way is called Sansara. Where there is no Lagna. Because every day there is one Lagna and then it goes around. All the Lagnas are involved. So, there is no Lagna. If there is no Lagna, there is no Arud. So, what we have to see? We have to see Kendra from Chandra and Trikona from Surya. That is naisargik, natural. There is no lagna. For nature, there is no lagna. It goes round and round and round. Kendras from Chandra, Chandra Kendra. Why are we seeing Chandra Kendra? Because of tide. High tide and low tide, Chandra Kendra. You know that, good. Surya Kona. Why are we seeing Surya Kona? For temperature. The balanced temperature, sunrise. High temperature, highest temperature, fifth house. Lowest temperature, when it starts falling, ninth house. So the turning points of temperature are 5 and 9. Okay? So 1, 5, 9. Surya Kona, Chandra Kendra. All that you have to keep in mind. Try it in your horoscope and tell me what is the Naisargik Jyotirling in your chart? Natural. For that day. For everybody who is born on that day. I have moon in Aquarius. It is Sthira Rashi. So, Jyotirling has to be Sthira Rashi. I have Surya in Cancer. So, Jyotirling has to be a water sign. Kona has to be the same. So, for Chandra, we have to see Chara Sthira Dushvabhava. For Surya, we are seeing Agni, Jala, Vayu or this Tattva. So, Tattva for Surya and Chara Sthira Dushvabhava for Chandra. You take these two words. So, my Surya is in Jal. Cancer and my Chandra is in Sthira. So take the two words and you join it. Sthira, Chandra. What do I get? Sthira, Jal. What do I get? Scorpio. Did you see that? From the moon I am taking Chara Sthira Dushvabhava. From the sun I am taking Tattva. Agni, Vayu, Jala, whatever. Jal. So I took the two words and I put it together. What am I getting? Sthira Jal. Sthira Jal is only Scorpio. Only Scorpio can be there. So the Naisargik or the natural Jyotirling is in Scorpio.
If the sun and moon are together in the same
Rashi. Kya baat karta hai yaar? ये पूरा रामायण सीखने के बाद पूछेंगे यार सीता मर था यार मर था, देखो कैसे उसने रावण के साथ लड़ा, मर था। वो आप ब्रेक में बात करेंगे या किसी से बात कर लो। हाँ जी, am I being absolutely clear? Our dear friend has a problem, we will have to resolve it quickly, otherwise he will cry. What happens when the sun and moon are together? Give me an example. आपका चार्ट का क्या है? लियो में है ना, that's why. आपका अपना ही चार्ट ही चलता है. Second chart doesn't exist in the horoscope. ज्योतिष ऐसे सीखोगे. That is why. Now let us see. For Chandra we are getting what? Sun and moon are in Leo. So sthir. From the moon we are getting sthir. From the sun we are getting Agni. So sthir Agni is Leo. So if the sun and moon conjoin, Jyotirlinga is right there. And when does this conjunction start? Second half of Krishna Paksha Chaturdashi. Now you understand why sun and moon conjunction is the awakening of Shiva. Why Krishna Chaturdashi is the beginning of the awakening of Shiva. Wo light jo hai Shivling ke upar ko touch karta hai. Then it goes down, 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 down. It touches the base of the Shivling where the yoni is there. That is Amavasya. And then it goes further down. During Amavasya, yoni utti hai, isliye mata jagti hai. Humne Jyotish alag sikha. Badi interesting hai na? That is naisargik, natural. But you are different. Aapko to arud chahiye. You have a lagan, you have arud. So what shall we do? Kendra to the moon and trines to the arud. What are we doing? Kendra to the moon and trines to the arud. Is your Jyotirlinga. Where is the Arud of Sri Ramchandra? Moon is in Lagna as Lagnesh. So Arud is in Aries. So it has to be trines to the Arud. Means Agni Rashi mein yoga. Okay, where is the moon? It's in Jal Rashi. And sorry, it is in Char Rashi. So we have got Agni, Char. Char Agni is the Jyotirlinga. Where is Sri Ramachandra's Jyotirlinga? Rameshwaram. राम कैसे गलती कर सकते हैं? सो वी गॉट रामेश्वरम. ट्राई लॉर्ड कृष्णा चार्ट, हिज सन इज इन लियो अग्नि. आरुड़ कहां है उनका? आर वी सिंग सूर्य और वी आर सिंग आरुड़? वी आर सिंग आरुड़. हिज आरुड़ इज इन वर्गो बिकॉज लग्न इज Taurus and Venus is in third house. So Arud is in Virgo. Six kya hota hai? Kanya mein hai Arud. Sixth mein nahi hai. Fifth mein hai. Aap aise jyotish karoge, maroge. Rashi ko number se nahi bulana. Never use number for a Rashi. Your Ganit will go wrong. Rashi is Virgo, Kanya. House is, Bhava is 5. Number for Bhava. Name for Rashi. Rashi ka naam hota hai. To Arud kaha aya? Kanya mein aya? So it has to be a Prithvi. Right? Trines to the Arud. Where is the moon? Moon is in Taurus. Fixed sign. So it has to be Sthira Prithvi. So tell me the Rashi which is Sthira and Prithvi. Taurus. So what is the Jyotirlinga of Lord Krishna? Somnath. Veravala mein he established Somnath. Hamara vidya jo hai na, perfect hai. Guru ne kya kamal ka sikhaya, right? So now you find your own Jyotirlinga and kindly pray to that Jyotirlinga and do the Shiva Sahasranam so that your Jupiter becomes pure. Unless Guru is pure, spiritual path is not guaranteed. You think you are spiritual, but you may not be. Follow what Rama and Krishna have done. Achha, I will teach something now. Very interesting. I taught you Jupiter and the power of Jupiter. Na? What is the greatest of Jupiter you know? He will take your dasha and throw it away. Kya dasha vasha hai? Phek do. That is the power of Jupiter. You are Vimshottari dasha, this dasha, that dasha. Uthake phek dete Maharaj. Dasha will not work where Guru says, मैंने आदेश दे दिया. Where Guru Kripa, Dasha क्या करेगा? I will prove it to you. I don't talk like this. I prove it. What did I tell you? The Lord, look at the sign where Jupiter is. Right? The exaltation Lord of that sign should have Rashi Drishti. Rashi Drishti means permanent. Graha Drishti means temporary. Graha Drishti means thoda time kaam karega. Rashi Drishti means permanent hoga. Dasha Vasha is nothing. It is Mahadev. It is Guru. Clear? See his power. Look at this chart. This is A.J. Cronin. He was a famous author. I call this Ishwar Yog. Ishwar Yog. Okay? Who is the Lord of Kirk? Moon? The planet that is getting exalted over there is Jupiter. Right? But we cannot take Jupiter. So we have to take Lagan. But Lagan is also there. So again it comes to the moon. So moon is very important. Huh? Moon is in 4th house in Digbal. So it has no drishti, no yog with Jupiter. You agree?
Yes.
But there is parivartan of moon and Venus. That is bringing the moon back to Lagan. Because of parivartan. Parivartan means when you are born, it is not working. After some time, the person will change. You will change. We all change. Some parivartan will happen. When that parivartan happens, that yog will start functioning. Again, if the parivartan happens, the yog will break. So, parivartan is a very peculiar yog. It will work and it will work for a long time, beyond dashas. Look what it will do. Ishwar yog means some big blessing. Okay. First house Jupiter is in Hans yog, means very big ashirvad. And then you see Jupiter has had exchange. So, moon Venus involving Arud Lagan is also there and Lagan. He shifts the carrier from health. He was a doctor. He was a doctor. Moon with Shani. Shani hai na wahan par. Patient chahiye. Moon is curing. Ayush. Moon nakshatra. And Shani is disease. So he's doctor. Parivartan, he will change. Arud hai, carrier change. Right. What did he shift his carrier to? Novelist. Venus. Kahaniya likh raha. Kavya. Poetry, writing, novel. What is the difference between Venus writing and Mercury writing and Jupiter writing? Everybody writes. Venus writing will have poetry. Their sentences will be same length. They will be writing, but the sentences will become same length. That is called chandas. They will have very good chand.
Yeah. I read all his books.
Absolute. Reading his book is like reading poetry. Although he is writing paragraph, it will be very beautiful. Aapko bahut khush lagega. Mercury writing, very, very, very for children, you know. To the, this thing, there is some, there is a lot of break, lot of information is there, huge amount of information, sometimes excessive information, sometimes shortage of information. But Mercury writing is more focused on the material values, more scientific fact, lot of marking over there, star, niche dekho, double star, niche dekho, reference, aap dekh rahe ho, multiple references, Mercury. One word will have 30 references. That is Mercury writing. Sentences will be huge, then suddenly small. Then suddenly, chand nahi hai usme. Flow nahi hai. Maja nahi aata padhne mein. But there is a lot of information. What Jupiter does, he takes the chand from Shukra. He takes the information from this and he puts them together and makes it Gyan. So, very few references. References are very few so that the reading is not disturbed. The flow is not disturbed. He will have chand, but not as good as Shukra. But he will have fantastic chand. But the knowledge, absolutely fantastic. Sometimes he will simplify it. What is the greatness of Jupiter? Very complicated thing, he will simplify it. He will make the most difficult thing easy. That is why Jupiter represents teacher.
Jupiter.
A good teacher A good teacher will make a very complicated thing very simple. A bad teacher will make a very simple thing very complicated. Sir, patakte reh jaoge aap. Ye kya kar diya iska? Clear? So he's a noblest. So you understood that? And after that, he became so famous, so big, so wealthy. Fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Absolutely fantastic. Pardon? Was Sarkar ka thoda danda. So he had to join the army during war and be doctor, army doctor. Wo doctor hi chhod diya uske baad. Sanjay Rath ki tarah tha na. Defense ko bhej diya, doctor hi chhod diya. Samjh rahe ho?
Sun will push you and you will
think I am being punished for no reason. Kya karega? Master.
Yeah.
Absolute master. So you saw this? Good. Now we see the next chart. A very, very interesting chart of a very, very famous person. Lata Mangeshkar. Who doesn't know Lata? Who doesn't know Lata ji? Can we see Ishwar Yoga in this chart, please? Lagan is having Jupiter.
And Jupiter is alone.
Dekho. Akela. No nonsense. No disturbance. Right? Who gets exalted in Taurus? Moon. Where is moon? Karka Rashi. Karka Rashi is good, strong, and it is having full Rashi Drishti. Right? No Dasha Vasha in this. Dasha Kami nahi karta. 70 years Raj. Tell me which Dasha you are going to apply. 70 years starting from the age of 11 till now. She's singing. She opens her mouth as if Mahadev has come to listen. Guru log baith jate hain sunne ke liye. Prime Minister ro deta hai, haath aise hila deta hai. Patthar ka dil toot jata hai. Hard-hearted politicians are very hard-hearted. Patthar ka dil toot jata hai. Ro dete hain. That is the power of Ishwar Yoga. Which dasha has disturbed her? Please tell me.
Have you ever heard that she has
that bad time where she has gone down? Abhi unka nahi chal raha hai. Nobody is listening to her songs.
Kabhi bhi suna. Galti se suna. Any magazine, anywhere. Nothing at all. Pure. What is pure? No disturbance. Is there any planet with Jupiter? No. Is there any planet with the moon? No. उसी ने अपने बहन का शादी करवाया, बहनों का शादी करवाया, उसी ने स्वयं शादी नहीं किया, सबका शादी कर, the father died giving the responsibility
to her, and she was
so dedicated, पिता ने बोला,
लड़की लोगों का
ज्यादा होता है फादर के साथ,
अरे किसको नहीं किया यार, किसको नहीं किया, ये सब ऐसे बातें करते हैं. Everyone, she is well settled. All her sisters are well settled. All her brothers are well settled. They are all married. Sabka kiya. By the time her turn came,
7th Lord
kahani? Dekh lo aap. 7th Lord 6th pe. स्टेज सिंगर क्या होता
है? इन अमेरिका एवरीबॉडी स्टेज सिंगर.
Who says she is not in stage? Have you heard Lata in Albert Hall? I've got the CDs, I'll pass it on to you.
Royal Albert Hall.
She has never said no. One sec. She has never said no. two stage. The thing is her time, because she was so committed to the industry that she gave time for them, and she was singing for every movie that is produced by everybody. So time kahan hai? Dekho, in logon ka time is money. Time is money. Every song is, let us say, those days 1 lakh. Lakh ka hota tha gana. Theek hai na? Those days, 70s.
Aajkal to bahut ho gaya, but even now she's earning.
So the question is, when you have made a commitment, and she was booked normally 3 years,
5 years. 5 years.
So you people who plan concert will plan next year we will have. Now you go to Lata. No, no. Aap 4 saal baad plan karo, then call me. Royal Albert Hall mein jo kiya usne, that is because one
Bengali gentleman organized the whole thing.
He was very close to this. They were very close to the... Wo to sara yahan se film industry se uthke chale.
Utna bada cheez kar rahe ho to naturally she will go.
Have to go. But otherwise, who can afford her, number one? And who... Time kahan hai? Ishwar Yogi, yaar, pure Ishwar Yogi. 5-5 saal ka booking hai bas. Kishore Kumar le lo. Odia people wanted Kishore Kumar live. Odisha ka. To Janaki Patnaik hamare chief minister the. Maine unko oja oja bolta tha. Father ke bahut jigri dost hai. Maine ja ke bola, hum log ja ke group the, unko bulana hai, unko bulana.
Kya bolenge
unko? So he laughed, he said chalo karte hain. It was not easy. Lata couldn't have done it. She sings at the Mangeshi temple every year. Wo mandir jaake gaati hai Shiv ke liye. Kuch log, there are singers in India even today who go and play the music for Mahadev,
because Mahadev likes to listen to music before he goes to sleep. Unko music bahut pasand hai, singers.
Amjad Ali Khan, Kashi Vishwanath pe ja karke bajate hain apna. अभी तो तिरुपति में हैज डन, बट पर्टिकुलरली काशी
विश्वनाथ हैज गॉन मेनी टाइम्स, क्योंकि महादेव सोते नहीं गाने. यू सी,
सो म्यूजिशियंस
आर बियॉन्ड रिलीजियन.
इट इज रिटन इन द, एनीवे आई एम गोइंग आउट, आई स्टिक टू माय. हाँ जी, धन धन. तो आप देख रहे हो
व्हाट दशा, नो दशा हैज नो इफेक्ट. So what is the one remedy for this person? You stick to Ishwar. You stick to Ishwar. You
forget all your dashas. He will take care of all your dashas.
You don't worry about it.
So dashas mein thoda up and down hoga, means what? Sister angry, sister happy,
brother-in-law angry. Bro. Wo sab wo up and down hota hai.
But life carry. No one can touch you. Clear? Ho gaya?
Let us see if we have any more charts on this. So we have done
Ishwar Yoga. Very interesting, huh? What I wanted to show you from Ishwar Yoga is that it goes beyond dashas. Now we will do Guru Lagan. Examine free flow of fortune from Guru, friends and foes. Now Guru is blessing. It is like a river. Is the blessing coming constantly? Yeah, ruk gaya. Kisi ne rok diya? Did somebody stop it? Or it is flowing. How to find out?
We have to first find out who are the natural friends and foes.
Most of you know it, but for me, derivation is important. You know how I am?
Engineer sahab.
Calculation karo, theek sir.
How do you know?
Ye Rahu is enemy of Jupiter. How do you know? Who told you? Do you have a proof? Nahi. Venus and Mercury are enemies. How? Have you derived it with your hand? That is my point. We are going to derive it today. Then we are going to talk about Guru Kona 5 and 9 and Shubha Shubha. Shubha Ashubha. Shubha Shubha. That means 2 and 12. Shubha Shubha Yogas are 2 and 12. Planets in 2 and 12 from any planet will influence it. So planets in the 2nd or the 12th from any planet will have influence on it. And 5th and 9th are bound to have influences. The cheez you have to remember. trine, kona and shubha shubha. Kona influence is surya.
Like surya, the light, roshni. Where shubha shubha is chandra, mind.
So, kona is like surya energy, shubha shubha
is like chandra energy.
If surya energy is damaged, everything will get damaged. Sources will die, blocked. If shubha shubha
is damaged, then
your chandra, your brain will get blocked and you will not go in the right direction. Clear ho gaya? Okay. And then we are going to learn about double block to fortune. Ek ne
taala dal diya.
Ek ne double taala. Do you understand double locking? Those who are engineers will understand there is something called a double knot. You put a
knot, I mean you put a bolt and you have one knot. After some time in the moving part, the nut will open.
So what
we do is we put a nut, and if it's a moving part, we put a double nut. By the principle of friction and a peculiar double rotation, the double nut will
never open. That is called double lock.
So that
we will also learn about double lock.
Graha, how does a graha get double lock?
If a graha gets double lock, there is serious problem. How can you say that the person will have difficulty in getting married? And people sometimes marry very easily, and then after marriage, lot of problems. How can you say that?
1 minute.
I look at horoscope, I say, ke baad problem hai bas. How do I say it so fast?
This
system, this village system. You would like to learn it, right?
Yes.
Right. Hum gawar log kuch na kuch sikhai dete hain. Bolte hain gaon mein kuch nahi hota. Kaun kehta hai? Okay, friends and foes derivation.
You have
to go home and do this homework for all the planets. Write it down. I will teach you Jupiter. All planets you have to do. Then only you are sure kaun kiska dost hai, kaun kiska dushman. There is a rule, only one rule. And that rule is called Satyacharya rule. Dekho Satyacharya upar mein. He told us the rule. The rule is treat the lords of the signs in the second, 4, 5, 8, 9 and 12 from the Mula Trikona sign of a planet are its friends. Oh, you have to remember. Kya hai? 2, 4, then 5, 12. 2, 4, 5, 8, 9 and 12. Achha. Now let us think of the Naisargik Kundli. How will you remember? Ab ratte lagane lage na 2 4 5 9 RN village hai bas, village mein koi ratta nahi lagata.
Think about the natural zodiac.
Second house is Taurus.
Mula Trikona of moon you learned yesterday. Fourth is Cancer, again moon. So 2 and 4 mein
chand aa gaya.
5
surya.
8th mein kaise aa gaya surya? Mangal hona chahiye. Why did we take it? It is Mangal. One has
not been told, but one is Mula Trikona. That is also good. One kaise kharab ho jayega? Mula Trikona. So Mangal is also taken into account. So we have taken Chandra, which is 2 and 4. We have taken Surya, which is 5. We have taken Mangal, which is 1 and 8. And Guru, 9 and 12. Dekhlo. We have taken all the Suras, not Devas, not the Rakshas. It is such a simple rule, na? How simple the rule has become. Varna sar patakte raho, bhul gaye. Forget. Guruji, I don't remember. Of course you don't remember because you don't know the derivation. Derivation is very simple. Who are the Sura planets? Sun, Moon, Mars and Jupiter. Which houses do they rule? Those are the houses which are friends. Finished. Because those planets are Sura for you. Sura means Deva. The rest will be Asura. For each planet there are Suras and Asuras. Sura simply means Madad karna, Achha karna. Asura means to do bad, to hurt. That's all. Simple logic. Now you see, everything in Jyotish is derived. If you don't know the derivation, come to me, I will teach it to you. There is nothing in Jyotish which is not derived. Nothing. And once you know the derivation, the hard concept becomes easy. So you remember the derivation? Good. Now put Jupiter in Sagittarius. And let us see who are his friends. One, please, what are his friends? Multikon. Right. So, shall we see who is the second? Saturn? Right. So, Saturn is friend. What about third? Enemy? Saturn is enemy. So, friend and enemy means neutral. Dono aage na? Dost bhi bana, dushman bhi bana? So, neutral. Idhar bhi ho sakta, udhar bhi ho sakta. So, if in a horoscope, Saturn is giving more results for Aquarius, he is enemy of Jupiter. If Saturn is giving more results of Capricorn, he is friend of Jupiter. Ah! Badi gupt ki baat keh di.
Because everybody says,
Saturn-Jupiter yog achha hai ya bura hai? Depends. For Jesus Christ, Saturn and Jupiter were in Pisces. Was Saturn good or bad? Of course it was good. Because Guru ke ghar mein hai. Baat alag hai. But let us say Saturn and Jupiter are in Aquarius. Saturn is having drishti on Makar. Hai nahi hai. When does a planet give a result? Ya to tu drishti mein hoga, ya to odd even wala rule apply karo. टॉरस में शनि दृष्टि दे देगा एक्वेरियस को 10th हाउस. कीप दिस थिंग्स इन माइंड बिकॉज सैटर्न इज अ वेरी पिकुलियर प्लैनेट. व्हेन ही विल चेंज यू डोंट नो. ओके नाउ सो सैटर्न वी हैव फाउंड न्यूट्रल. राहु इज द नाउ लेट अस कम टू एक्वेरियस. इट हैज टू लॉर्ड्स राहु. सैटर्न वी हैव फिनिश्ड. सो टॉक अबाउट राहु. राहु इज द लॉर्ड ऑफ थर्ड हाउस एंड
Virgo is 10th house. 10th is friend or enemy? Enemy. So Rahu is?
Enemy. Have it derived? See how it is enemy. Because he is damaging 3rd house and 10th house. Jupiter ka 3rd house, 10th house damage kar raha.
Badnaam kar raha. 3rd house is jhagda, fighting. He will fight with the Guru. And he will damage the
reputation and wealth of the Guru.
Guru ki badnaami kare.
Then come to 4th house. It is Jupiter's own house. What about Ketu? Ketu is the lord of 4th house. What else he is lord of? 12th house. Is he friend? Super friend. So we have found one super friend for the first time. So Ketu is super friend of Jupiter. Now come to Mars. 5th house. Is 5th house friend? Friend. 12th house? Friend. Again another super friend we have found. 6th house, Venus, let us take Venus, he is
6th house,
11th house, enemy, dono enemy, so he is enemy. Let us take Moon, 6th house also, don't forget, and 8th house, so Moon should be neutral, should be neutral. Many people say friend because they ignore Taurus. If you ignore Taurus,
Moon becomes
friend.
If you take Taurus into account, Jupiter
enemy Jaga. Lord Krishna had moon in Taurus. Is Jupiter his is it friend to Jupiter or a possible enemy to Jupiter? Inimical bhava to Jupiter.
But it is neutral, right?
So
that is why he was attacked
by Indradev.
And he defeated Indra and then
it became neutral. Wo vada vada kiya tere bacche ka dekhbhal karunga. Don't worry. So later on. Dekho, neutral planets will change. First, if he is bad, then he will become good. First half of life bad, then good. If it is good in the beginning, then bad. They change. They can neutral planets. Did you understand? Neutral means badalega.
Okay.
Now come to Mercury. 7th Lord and 10th Lord. Enemy? Correct. Moon we have done in the eighth, and now come to Sun, ninth lord. Friend? Excellent. Mercury we have done in the tenth, Rahu we have done. We have finished all the planets. Did you see the derivation? Did I turn back and look when I was doing the derivation? No. You saw me looking at you people. So you should be able to do the same derivation by imagining the planets and the chart in your head. And don't look at a chart. Make it practice. See, at home nobody is looking. Just look in the thing, say Om Gurave Nama, and practice. When you practice that learning, Vidya will become Gyan. You have to convert this, what you are learning, to Gyan by going home, just talking like this to the air. Then it will become Gyan. Okay? So friend and enemy ka list clear ho gaya? Good. In money matters, Saturn is enemy. In spiritual matters, Saturn is the best friend. Ye note kar lo please. Unless Jupiter will have special drishti on Shani, wo to dushman hi banega. Okay? Planets from Guru Lagna. So you have to see all the planets from Guru Lagna. You have to make a chart with Jupiter in first house, and then you have to put all the planets in the different houses. This is very important exercise, because this will show you whether you are moving towards Guru or moving away from Guru. Now look at a typical chart. Look, first you have to see, are there any planets in 2 and 12, that is Chandra, Man blockage, yeah, 5 and 9, that is Atma blockage. 2 and 12 mein agar planets hain, Man ka blockage hai. 5 and 9 mein agar hain, toh Atma is blocked. 5 and 9 is very serious blockage. Okay? If any of the enemies of Guru are in these houses, then they will block Jupiter. Pure. Parashara says that a pure and clean Jupiter alone can give the perfect spiritual path. Bagar uska spiritual path block ho jata. So kabhi kabhi good dasha will come, then you will remember, arre, I have to do mantra. Bad dasha will come, these blockages will come, you will forget. Mantra nahi karoge, puja nahi karoge. Okay? Dhan nahi hoga. Jupiter block ho jayega. Bacche nahi sunenge. Bachchon ka bura hoga. Children will suffer. All those things will happen. When you have Guru Kripa, children will prosper like anything. It is very important. Huh? Keep that in mind. Because it's karak for many things. Family, children, income, bhagya, dharam, all that. 12th house, if there are malefic planets, it prevents start of wealth flow. Money will not flow. You will take job in a company which will not pay salary. Or you will not get a job. Or you will do business in which, at the end of the day, when you see the khata, it is yato negative, yato. So 12th house from Jupiter should not have malefics. If you have terrible malefics in the 12th from Jupiter, please, with folded hands, don't do business. Unless you learn the specific remedy to remove. I've completed my sentence. Samjhana? Goli kha. Right. So you need the remedies to remove the blockages. Because those blockages have to be removed sooner or later. Particularly in women's horoscope, this is also husband. No, Venus is not husband. Venus will give love. And as soon as she marries, it becomes Jupiter. Every woman complains. Before marriage, he loved me so much. After marriage, he doesn't. You see any woman in the world. Kisi ko bhi dekh lo. Main galat nahi kehta. Kyun? Because karak for pati is Jupiter. And karak for prem is Shukra. So before marriage, he's Shukra. Shadi ho gayi, he's Jupiter. Now you want him to become Shukra again. The only way that is possible is by breaking the marriage. And now you say, I want to struggle. You go to psychiatrist, psychologist. वो सब बोलेंगे how to revive the love, how to revive. उसका end नतीजा मैं आपको बता देता हूँ, divorce. क्यों? Because Jupiter will have to give way and say, ठीक है, शुक्रिया, ले लो, जाओ. Problem with marriage is, you have to understand, marriage is a very serious thing in which you are accepting the husband as a pati. Ya to accept shaadi karo, nahi karna hai to theek hai, love karte raho. Because you think you like it, but it is asuric. There is no usme shanti nahi hai. Bahut ashant hai. Very, there is no peace. There is no rooting in that. Something. People who are married know the difference between boyfriend and marriage. Achha, so did you understand? For women it is a lot of difference. For man to koi hamara to akal hi nahi hai. Wo Venus before marriage hai, Venus after marriage hai, ab kya khoj rahi hai samajh mein nahi aa raha.
Yes sir.
That is the biggest problem. Because our drishti is Venus before marriage. After marriage it is still Venus. So we can't understand what she is suddenly searching for. Whereas she is now searching for that Venus which she lost. Samajh raha hai? Fact hai, fact of life. Fundamentals of Jyotish. Aap dekho. To dekho, 12th house will prevent
flow of wealth.
12th and 11th, double blockage hai.
So very difficult to remove. Very difficult. अगर 12th house alone has one malefic, it is good. If it has two malefics, very bad. Three malefics,
तो मतलब खत्म ही है. कैसे तोड़ोगे आप? बहुत powerful mantras have to be done. So start, it is the start.
Start is behind. From behind it will start. And future is forward. Second house and third house. Second house is having
bad planets.
Then you started the business. After starting, lot of problems in business. Third house is also, second house malefic, third house also malefic.
Sudharega hi nahi.
Second house malefic, I can break it. Third house also very difficult. Like that, you can also do for Venus. Marriage.
12th house malefic, very
difficult to start marriage.
12th house and 11th house, malefic. Marriage, so sir patak doge marriage.
You have to break it. Second house malefic, after marriage problems. Second house and third house malefic, you cannot hold the marriage. Gana hai na, kabhi khushi, kabhi gham.
Venus for marriage. Venus for marriage, Jupiter is wealth and children and all those goodies.
Venus ka
11th
house is Jupiter.
Did you see the point?
Very interesting. So in any horoscope, just by looking in one glance, you can say. Sir, what if second house doesn't have any malefics and it's only the third house?
Who says it doesn't have malefics? There could be a malefic Rashi. Rashi
is Rashi.
Nay, I don't have any malefics. My second, Venus is in Dhanu Rashi. Second house, there are no malefics. Third house, there are no malefics. There is only Makar. Shadi mein kya milega? Makar. Aur uska phal kya hoga? Kumbh. Jao, sannyasi bano. Go become sannyasi. Second house is the phal and final natija. Final result is third. What will be? Dhanu, kumbh, thande thande pahad, Himalaya parvat. Anybody with Venus in Dhanu? Shabash, spiritual life milega aapko. But paap to nahi hai shubha aapka. If the second house has a benefic, third house malefic cannot do anything.
Sir, agar ek malefic aur ek malefic,
वही तो पूछा ना, मैंने जवाब दे दिया. एक गाना है, वो गाना सुना देना इसको. Now he has opened up after such a long time. Oh my God, this guy, you know, otherwise Jaimini used to be such a serious business. He opens his mouth, everybody will laugh and everybody will laugh. Yeah, Jupiter khud jata hai bich bich. So, did you see that? Now, second house, sudden or early end?
Sudden.
Second house and third house.
Continuity blockage.
Long distance
marriage hota na, long distance marriage. Shadi, married and suddenly wife has gone away to. Haji, where is your Venus?
My Pisces.
And second from that is Mesh. Aries.
Hana. Char Rashi, hana.
Wife is
traveling a lot. Dekho.
I don't need a planet for Aries.
Krishna never had planet. You fellows are forgetting that these are Rashis and you are treating them like nothing. It is Aries,
the god of war.
But there are no grahas and he is not bad to you because you are Vrishchik Lagan, is the same Lagna Lord, but it is Chara Rashi, which means Mangal Maharaj will take her all over the place. Brahman on a peacock. क्या कहानी देते हैं यार. मजाक से. बट टुडे यू नो द रीजन व्हाई. एंड थर्ड फ्रॉम दैट इज टॉरस. वेरी ब्यूटीफुल साइन. सो दैट, सो बेसिकली द मैरिज इज नाइस. मैलिफिक्स क्या क्या है? कुछ नहीं है. नाइस मैरिज.
सर जुपिटर अगर खुद मैलिफिक साइन में हो, उसके आगे दो अच्छे साइन है, पीछे भी दो अच्छे हैं,
दैट इज गुड ना.
जैसे लियो.
अरे लियो मकर ले ले. अच्छा मकर में सेकंड में.
लेकिन लियो के दो पीछे भी फर्स्ट क्लास है, आगे भी फर्स्ट क्लास.
जुपिटर इन लियो इज सुपर फॉर स्पिरिचुअल लाइफ. स्पिरिचुअलिटी के लिए गुरु, सिंह का गुरु तो कमाल का है. रियली ब्यूटिफुल जुपिटर. समझ में आई बात? है ना, इट इज ब्यूटिफुल. शुरुआत भी सुंदर, अंत भी सुंदर.
All exalted Venus people have Mesh in the second.
All.
पता रहो ना अपना गांव वाला दृष्टि. Perfect it works.
अब देखो इनका केस. Take any case. कहाँ है आपका शुक्र exalted? मंगल कहाँ? टेरेस. अच्छा उसकी कंप्लेंट है कि ट्रैवल नहीं करती है. कूल डाउन, कूल डाउन. सो व्हाट इज द प्रॉब्लम? योर वीनस इज इन पाइसेस. व्हाट इज देयर इन द सेकंड फ्रॉम वीनस? Buddha and Rahu, na, there are planets, na. So where is Mesh? If there are planets, the Rashi is not giving result, na. Buddha is making lot of friendship.
And Rahu is making lot of doubt.
So, din ke samay dosti raat mein. Good. Kabhi khushi, kabhi gum story. Suna dena isko bhi. I have only Mercury in the second.
Leo.
So generally it is Mercury, lot of friendship. But once in a while garjan sunna padta hai. Right? So the marriage will last so long as the wife is lioness. So people with Venus in Cancer will expect their wife to be lioness. Male. Look at the second, for the marriage continuity. What the wife has to do? She has to be lioness. Lioness will go around hunting, doing this thing, everything. Well, lioness hai baithega, dekhega. Ho gaya? Achha khane ka time hai. It is not my fault. The stars are like that. Did you understand the nature of the person? He will look for such a wife. Clear? If there are no planets, mesh, not only travel around, she will be tough lady. Before marriage, she will be different, but after marriage, she will become very tough, very strict, very disciplined. And he will like that, because that is good. Discipline is good.
I have Venus exalted, Mars in Aries. But
wo to kahin jaati nahi. No, you look at Mangal, na? Mangal hai char mein, na? Right? But Mangal by nature, does he encourage travel? Venus will encourage travel, Mercury bahut travel karvayega. Which are the planets doing travel? Mercury is Bhumi Putra, wo mitti mein bandega. Wo to literally ek jagah mein baithegi, wahan se hilegi nahi. You see my point? He will tie you to the Bhumi. Grah ko samjho. Mars by nature, that is why he gives property business. Imagine. You are in property business. आपने एक डील किया जी, ये हाउस आई टू सेल इन दिल्ली. देखा कि रातों रात आप जब सोए और वो कब ये एड्रेस बन गया जयपुर. अरे हाउ डिड इट हैपन? सो इट इज नॉट भूमि. भूमि मीन्स द एड्रेस, द पॉइंट, एवरीथिंग इज फिक्स्ड. मंगल इज अ वेरी फिक्स्ड प्लैनेट. शनि इज मोर फिक्स्ड देन मंगल. दैट इज वाई दे आर तमस. स्थिर. अब ग्रहों का थिंक ऑफ द ग्रहस. ग्रह का फंडामेंटल पकड़िए ना. तमस ग्रह फिक्स्ड होते हैं. जितना फिक्स्ड होगा उतना तमस होगा उसमें. पानी, व्हेन वाटर बिकम्स स्टैग्नेंट इट बिकम्स पॉइजन. दैट इज व्हाई फिक्स्ड प्लैनेट्स और प्लैनेट्स हु हैव अ फिक्सिटी इन देम आर पॉइजनस. रजस इज कॉन्स्टेंटली फ्लोइंग, नॉट स्टॉपिंग. So, who are the Rajas planets? Mercury, Venus. If Mercury, Venus is in the second, the couple will travel a lot. They will love to take holidays and travel. They will travel all the time. We travel all the time. Because of my Mercury. Means I will choose such a wife who will love to travel and therefore I will travel. Because she is lioness, na? Ye mat bhulo. Wo sab tayyar karegi. Kaun sa, which flight, which hotel, which everything. I'll say, all done? Okay, chalo, when we have to go for flight? Breakfast ho gaya. Why haven't you put my medicine? So she will complain, even medicine I have to pick up and put in his mouth, otherwise he will not eat. I said, what is wrong with that? Right? Because you must understand that that is the nature. You have to understand every planet like that. Just planetary positions in charts. Maine kitne saal laga mereko to understand.
Sir, if there is a connection of Jupiter and K2 or K2, that Mercury, second from Venus, that you would travel more to pilgrimages
than all? Jupiter only. Why you need Ketu?
Only Jupiter.
Asking, she has a question. Having Jupiter and Danu is not a very good position because then the 10th and the, or the 2nd and the 3rd house are both Saturn, which is neutral. So if there's no planets in there, then it's...
Yeah.
You have trouble kind of continuing.
Exactly, exactly. So there is a lot of trouble in continuing because Saturn is ruling the second and third. But then a lot depends upon how Saturn is. No? That's what I was talking. We talked about Sagittarius, Jupiter. So a lot will depend upon Saturn. Is Saturn going to support or not? What is Saturn telling? If Saturn is in the 12th house, it indicates the person will be able to continue when she is abroad. Interesting. It is in a Venus sign. A lady will help. How interesting. Look carefully where that planet is and it will tell you about the continuity of learning, spiritual things, about learning jyoti. Okay, good. Fifth house is 11th house plus 12th house. If a single planet is in 5th house, it is as if there is a planet in 11th and 12th. Itna power hai 5th ka. Suraj, it is like sun. So 5th house is like 11th and 12th. 9th house is like 2nd and 3rd. So you don't want enemies of Jupiter in 5th or 9th. If the enemy of Jupiter is a benefic planet, it is called Shubhavandana. If the planet is malefic, it is Papabandana.
Even
if a friend is
there.
Who is there?
Every planet is there, friend or not friend, except the moon.
I talked about it. Were you listening? No. I talked about the moon?
Yeah.
Please teach him. He's just got engaged. It's okay.
All I'm saying is that every planet is listed up there except the moon. Where there is a friend or an enemy, it's not.
About the moon, I have already spoken. It's a neutral.
No, I understand that. What I'm saying is that my question is, when you say
moon, you will always treat as a friend because he's also the lord of exaltation of Jupiter.
I understand that. That aside, when we say a planet is in the fifth, it's like being in the 11th or 12th.
Yep.
That basically applies for any planet except the moon, right? Whether it's a friend or an enemy. So we say Ketu, for example, is a friend of Jupiter.
Right. So Ketu in the fifth from Jupiter is fantastic. But if you have Venus in the fifth from Jupiter, you will be in the bondage of your wife.
Okay, fair enough. But Ketu is still a malefic and it's on that list.
It is a malefic in the list. So you will be under the bondage of Ketu. But that bondage is good as well as bad. It is good from the spiritual point of view. It is bad from the samsara point of view. There will be a lot of suffering. But it is superb for spiritual life. Absolutely superb.
Means the malefic friends the planet if it is a fifth.
If the planet is a malefic, there is pain. It is malefic because it is malefic for samsara.
But it's good for spiritual life.
Good for spiritual life. But not all of them. Rahu can be, for example. I mean, utna to akal hai aap logon ko, yaar. I don't want to teach you about the nature of planets now, yaar. Please let me. Please. I mean, if I get there, then we can forget the slides. I will take a break and teach it. You know the nature of each planet. You have to apply the nature of the planet. If Ketu is there in the fifth, what do you think is going to happen? The fellow will sit and meditate all the time. So what is going to happen to his married life? What will happen to his, not just married life, his whole life?
His work, business.
What will happen? Morning I do, Guruji I do 4 hours meditation in the morning. How many times I have told them, you stop that nonsense. You do meditation at night. How many people I have stopped doing meditation in the morning? Because what happens, they start with 15 minutes and they work hard, make it 30 minutes, work even harder, make it 1 hour, 2 hours, and by the time it becomes 3 hours, they are not getting jobs anymore. You will not get a job. You be 100% sure naukri nahi milega. Suddenly, no matter what they do, there is no more job. You see? Try it. Jupiter shows what you will do in the morning. Meditation, this, that. You keep the meditation to a minimum. Keep your jap to a maximum. In the evening, when do you sleep? Do you sleep in the morning or evening?
Evening.
So meditation is like sleeping. Meditation is sleeping with God. So keep meditation for the evening. Yoga Nidra for the evening. Fifth, Ketu. What is Mars in the second or fifth? Exercise in the positive. Exercise? What knowledge will he give in the fifth house, Mars?
Engineering.
Technical knowledge. Jyotish knowledge. Very good. Jyotish Suraj.
Surya
is the king of Jyotish.
All the time I read Jyotish.
Fifth from Jupiter is Surya, means you will read all the time. Samajra, like that. What knowledge? Fifth from Jupiter. You will be fully immersed in that knowledge and you can get Siddhi. You must understand, especially those of you who teach yoga, you have to see what this person is doing. If this person is going for retirement now, then teach them meditation in the morning. Tell them do 3 hours. But if the person is not looking for job and family life is there, children are not yet married, they have to work. Yes, sir, aapko pata hona chahiye. Okay, so we are clear on this. Also, there is a thing called 8th house blockage. Do you see that over there, cross in the 8th house?
Yes.
That is called Rin, debt. Do you have Guru Rin? Look at the 8th house from Jupiter. Very important. So, everything has become very clear now. Well, now we will apply this in horoscopes. Then, once we apply it, Shyam, once we apply it, you will see it will be very superb. Look at the chart of Dhirubhai. I am taking the same set of charts, no new charts. Okay? Let us see the chart of Dhirubhai. There is something called a Yuddha block. Yuddha block means war, battle. When does battle happen? When two malefic planets become together. Not just within 1 degree. Even if they are far away, they will fight for that Rashi. Because a Rashi is like a chair, is like an area or something of expertise. So are Mars and Ketu over there? That is a Yuddha blockage. That goes by the name of Pisacha. Right. Pisacha yogas are very, very dangerous in the evening, particularly 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. The remedy for Pisacha yoga is Durga and Ganesh, Mahaganesh. Okay, now do you see that Mars and Ketu behind? What is the prediction you will give? Every time you want to start something, there will be tremendous problem suddenly. It will be like a ghost attack. Jaise bhoot ne attack kar diya. But are Mars and Ketu friends of Jupiter? They are sitting in a Rashi, Leo. The lord of that Rashi is also friend of Jupiter. So, maja aa gaya na? So the blockage will come. And he will bite and he will beat them and smash them. Can I say that is a Rajyog? Combination of Mars and Ketu? Can I say it? How? Ketu is the lord of... What is Rajyog? Lord of Kendra and Kona. Is Ketu lord of a Kendra? Pisces, he is the lord of Kendra. Mars is lord of Kona? Fifth house? And the dictum is, have you read Standard Jyotish? No? You know Standard Jyotish. Lord of fourth and fifth house combination is Rajyog, right? What does Parashar say? When the lords of the 4th house and 5th house conjoin, the person shall have Rajyog and the grace of Vishnu. Or in other words, Parashar is telling that you better do Vishnu mantras if you want Rajyog. So he worships Krishna. Right? Clear? He has Rajyog. Clear? And what is Mangal Ketu? The ghost attack? So Rajyog, but that blockage will come. So before he starts anything, always there is a sudden problem. This was a very important problem you read. In 1982, when he was about to start this debenture thing, you know, the debenture, convertible debentures. He was the first one, convertible debentures they are called. He is the first one who did it. 82 he started that. And it was about to go to the market. And then what happens? The Kolkata Bears, actually a team was formed in Calcutta, it's called the Kolkata Bears, a group of people. I think it was headed by Goenka, Ramnath Goenka. And a lot of people were behind Ram. We don't know all the names, but a lot of people were there. Old money, we call it old money, Purana Paisa. They were behind him. Huh? And they started buying the Reliance shares. Bull, they will buy. And then suddenly they will start selling. Every day they will offload. So today we are selling at 10 rupees. Tomorrow I will sell at 9 rupees 75 paisa. Day after tomorrow 9 rupees 50 paisa. So public will also say, oh my God, Reliance shares are falling, start selling. You are creating a panic in the market. Do you see that?
Yeah.
That's how bears work. So then people will be afraid and sell, are 9 rupees mein jata hai, jaane do. When it goes at 9, then they will buy. They make money by frightening people. That is a bear. That is how bear works. It is called Kumbha movement. Try to understand the share market. I told shares are, Kumbha is bear and bull is Taurus. Understand these two and you will understand. Why is this? 2 and 11 of the natural zodiac. Dhanakarak. 2 and 11 of the natural zodiac. Right? Bull and bear. Did you understand they did this? So they started short selling, buying, short selling, buying, short selling. And there is something, you don't have to actually physically exchange. If I'm buying and selling within 3 days, I can buy and sell. I don't need the physical shares. The broker will take it when there is something called reconciliation. When the reconciliation will happen, the broker will take it. So these guys started selling shares more than they have. Tere paas 100 share hai, tu 1000 share kaise bech diya? You see my point? And people are buying because it is verbal. And the market started falling. When it started falling, suddenly there is something called Friends of Dhirubhai. A group, Friends of Dhirubhai. A group was there in Bombay. So these people, which are called the Bulls of Bombay, Bombay Bulls, they got together and suddenly money came from Dubai. God knows from where it came. Aaj tak kisi ko pata nahi kahan se kid. Are that aise paisa aaya. So here they are selling, the bulls are buying. Dekhta hu to kitna bechega. So suddenly shares, which a huge amount of shares were sold more than what was expected floated in the market. Dhirubhai is the owner of the company. He knows how many shares are in the market. Ye kya ho raha hai? On the day of reconciliation, he said, put the shares, I'll buy. Give me the physical delivery. You have to give physical delivery. If you don't give physical delivery, you have to pay badala. If you don't have physical shares, nahi kar sakte ho, to badala do. Badala is fine. Usi lottery lag gayi yaar, Dhirubhai ki. Lottery lag. जैसे बोलते हैं ना जेब पूरा छुरी मार दिया तो पिशाच वर्कड ऑन होम इट वाज अ शॉक फॉर धीरूभाई दे अटैक्ड हिम बट व्हाट वाज द एंड रिजल्ट ऑफ द पिशाच राजयोग फोर्थ फिफ्थ तो इट वाज अनबिलीवेबल कितना पैसा बनाया इट इज अनबिलीवेबल पुराना पैसा जो था ना इनका सोना बेच बेच के दिए यार That is a very famous case. Then later again there was another thing. Another market fight. He went into retail of cloth. Cloth retail. You know, Bombay Dyeing was the king. Everybody knows. Suddenly Bombay Dyeing is seeing that. Who is this new fellow? Then fortunately he had some support. So sudden attack. Again attack came. Mars Ketu. Huge attack. A big fight happened. In the streets of Bombay. It went to the street. And it is in which Rashi?
Leo. Lord of Leo is Surya.
It's in Lagna. So, government supported him. And that file, there is this famous approval, you know. The file has to be put up for approval in government.
So, both sides put heavy pressure to do or not to do. And the finance minister was our Pranab Babu. Pranab Mukherjee. And he approved the file writing only Vimal. The approval was only Vimal. Because everybody had asked for approval for a certain poly, whatever that is.
Polyester.
So he wrote on the file only Vimal. And he signed it. So the approval of the file. So the secretary or somebody must have called and said, yes, you have been approved.
So he asked what is exactly written on the file. Because
whoever assigned the file is Surya. Surya wrote only Vimal. Bas, it's in Lagna, Ashirvad. Lagna is Ashirvad. So he took that phrase, only Vimal, it became his marketing thing.
Aise jalaya Bombay.
Har bill mode only Vimal. Everywhere you go, you see that. You are reminded all the time. Nindharam.
Because his good fortune, that Pisacha Badak is actually Rajyog for him. Fifth Lord is in the ninth, fourth Lord is in the ninth, it is Rajyog.
Do not get carried away with good and bad planets. Does that clarify? I told you with examples everything
will become clear. The bad will happen.
But you can convert it to good.
If you are smart. In every adversity, there is opportunity. Correct. Correct. Dhirubhai. Every adversity, there is opportunity. So Mars, Ketu, adversity will come before he starts. And he will convert it into opportunity because it is 4th, 5th Lord Rajyog. Come on. Yeah. So, interesting, huh? This is the banker. Poor chap. His bank was robbed 3 times. Can you tell me what is the blockage? Look at Jupiter. Second house, 12th house, no blockage. Money flow is very nice. Chandra day to day flow is very good. But there is Atma blockage. Look at the 5th house. Is what? Mercury Sun. Are they enemies of Jupiter? Yes. See the 8th house, any blockage? Rin, debt. You have to look at debt very carefully. Mangal is telling you better pay my debt. Now, does he know that he has to pay? No, he is an Italian or something like that. Where is he from? Oh, he's an American. Fort Morgan, Colorado. He doesn't understand all these things, poor chap. Mangal is telling you, pay my debt, I will not trouble you. But what happens when he does not pay the debt of Mangal? How do you think Mangal is going to take it? He'll put a gun on your head, he'll take your money and go. Right? It is not that you went to sleep. There are two kinds of robbery. One is Shani robbery, one is Mangal robbery. Shani robbery is you are sleeping, everybody is sleeping, nobody is there. They will dig a tunnel from the ground and they will go up and do some nonsense and paisa leke bhag gaya. Mangal robbery is he will go straight in, he'll put a gun on your head. Paisa nikal. And take it and go. This is all Mangal robbery, broad daylight. And look at the timing of the robberies. Have I mentioned the timing? No. Most of the robberies were in the afternoon. Mangal is strongest over there.
Size of the loss would be proportional to the strength of that.
How will you calculate it?
Almost equal.
How will you calculate it? He is a banker, so what did he lose? Personally, he lost nothing. It's his bank who has lost it. But for him, there will be a big black spot, stress, reputation. They will say he's bad with security, he's not security aware, so many issues. And I've given dasha, antar dashas over there. Narayan dasha is the best. The robberies all happened in Leo Narayan dasha. Does Leo have a blockage? And Sun is there also, na? It's in Agni Rashi, right? So Mangal has to deliver. Sun is in own sign. Agni ban gaya, so Mangal delivery dega. Okay. Why Pisces? Leo and Pisces, it happened. Why Pisces? Why is Pisces creating problems over here? No. Eighth from the eighth is Gemini. Fifth is like 11th and 12th. Thank you. Brilliant, Bindya. Fifth is like 11th and 12th. So the dasha and antardasha have to be connected. It can be in the antardasha of Aquarius or it can be in the antardasha of Pisces. Which is more likely? It will be Pisces. You know why? Because Pisces has a co-lord of Ketu. And the co-lord of the 8th house is also Ketu. 8th house ko dekho na, it is not just Mangal. What about Ketu? There is a lord out there. Firstly, is there a blockage? If there is a blockage, there are two people who will collect. Collector hota na, tax collector, debt collector. There is Mangal and Ketu. Where is Ketu? Whatever it is very obvious that Mangal and Ketu have been given the job. So if Leo is the dasha, the antar dashas expected for the collection are either Aquarius or Pisces. Pisces is more likely. Now like this. Anyway, Narayan dasha, aap log seekh lena or just download Jagannathora software, it is there. Start using Narayan dasha. Very accurate. Absolutely accurate. You will know what is happening in life. And then you use Vimshottari for finder. Otherwise, when you open a chart, you really don't know. The person has to tell you what is happening in their life. This is pathetic. For me, nobody has to tell me. Let me see and see whether I can tell or not. Then only you get a grasp of the chart. Chalo, next one. Bechara bank manager hai, land kaise donate kar dega yaar. He cannot make his own house, kya land donate kar dega.
He is not the owner,
he is the manager. Usi ka bank ko na, bank is, each bank is an independent entity. If you see the banking law throughout the world, every bank is an independent entity. Every branch is an independent entity. Anybody in bank out here? Right? Every branch is an independent entity. Okay. This is a German person. He was one of the, he was the head of the Reich German press. Head of the press department of Adolf Hitler. Master of propaganda. What are the blockages of Jupiter? How 8th house is having blockage? Ketu is there, thank you. Second house? Rahu Mercury. Is the Lagna also getting involved in this?
Yes.
Ah, that is dangerous. Very dangerous. So now you understand why Jupiter in the 6th house is not good? Because when Jupiter is in the 6th house, the debt is on your head. If you owe something to the Guru, you might as well pay it. Okay? Now, 11th house, 12th house, any malefics? No. No blockage. So quickly he became the head of the press. And I believe he made a lot of money, some paintings and all that stuff is there. You can read about him. During the denazification process, he lost one third of his personal property and got prison for 3 years. Plus, he is not allowed to practice his profession for 10 years. That was the total sentence. Everything you observe, three, one third. Okay? One third of his personal property was confiscated. Why personal property? Ketu is the second lord from Lagna. Do you see that? So his Ketu has to take a debt, Guru Rin. So how much he will take? One third he will take. A sentence, prison sentence? 3 years. Malefics are Mercury and Rahu in the second. Is Mercury a malefic for Jupiter? He is. Because he will tempt you to make money in the wrong ways. He's a Rajas planet. Greed dikhayega. And uske saath, if there is a malefic fellow sitting, you will fall for that. So he made money out of the wrong ways. He just did not take salary and he did a lot of other wrong things also. Bad things. Very, very bad things. And so he got, what the sentence he got, see the problem with the sentence is it depends upon the proof that you give. Many of these guys were so wily, they could hide the proof. Do you think he's a wily guy? He's a very wily chap, you can see that. Anyway, he died in prison. He could not finish the sentence, In 1950 he died. हाँ Anybody can answer why he died in the prison? I mean, why he died in that situation? But that is Shubh Bandhan, yeah. Shubh Bandhan means, come on, it is superb. Because you don't know how to see when where a person will die. You agree? Write it down. I don't know how to see where a person will die. When you don't know, you don't know. Simple. For me, it is very simple. You see this Arud Lagan, AL?
Yes, that's what I
see the third house from there. That is how a person will die. Third house from Arud Lagan is where you, how a person will die. Every person.
And in D60, it tells you how you died in your past life. That becomes a phobia.
Correct. विस्टी क्या है माई लेसन तो वो उसको भी हाँ उसमें एक दो पॉइंट वो छोड़ा है सो व्हाट हैपेंस इज उसको व्हाट हैपेंड इज पीपल लिसन टू दैट लेसन बिकॉज इट इज पार्शियल देन समबडी ट्राइड एन एनालिसिस एंड दे केम अप विद अ स्टोरी शी वॉज मिल्किंग अ काउ हर हस्बैंड केम फ्रॉम द बैक विद अ बिग स्टिक बिकॉज वो प्लैनेट दे दे करके देन ही बीट हर एंड ही डाइड ये क्या है यार मजाक बना दिया ज्योतिष का यू सी माई पॉइंट पार्शियल नॉलेज क्रिएट्स पेन You need to understand the karmas of every planet before you can make a prediction like that. Very difficult. Now observe this very carefully. Third from the Arud is Aquarius. No planets. Lord of that is Saturn and Rahu. Rahu is in the second from Jupiter with Mercury. Sentencing. Loss of profession. Profession is ruled by Mercury. Mercury has got damaged in the second from Jupiter. Loss of profession. 10 saal ka hua. Okay. Now you observe that Saturn, who is supposed to kill him, there are no planets there, is in the 12th house from Lagna. Again, answer. 12th rules, hospital or jail. Baki, you can study. There are some more charts which you can study. We will have to take a little break for lunch. We will start with Mantresha Dhana Yoga after lunch.